Blog Talk Radio.
Viva Mary Kay, 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 Viva Mary Kay. Welcome to Diva Party, 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 welcome to Diva Party. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, grinds off the meter. That blog talk She-Ra, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
Diva up, Diva up, Diva up, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all the new music live, all the hot music live. We got some special stuff for y'all tonight and some hot tracks for y'all tonight. We even got even hot joints from Little Diggy. Like, we got Little Diggy. He's going to be playing some of his joints tonight. Also, I got my co-host live in the building with me, Tay Black. What up, Tay?
Yeah, what's good, what's good? You're on Frontline Fridays live with Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay.
Yo, we're going to get it in tonight. We going hard. And we got a special thing going on tonight. We got Tay Black's Music Corner. And you got to get down with Tay Black's Music Corner. He keep you down and updated on everything that's going in. Tay Black, we're going to be chopping it up with him tonight about the XXL 2011 freshman class. So, you know, we're going to be chopping up about these artists that's going to be on. We're going to be, you know, playing a couple of skits of their joints, you know, today. And we want y'all feedback. So make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Also, the Diva going to show you how to keep your funds right, keep your money right with some money tips. And you know we got the hot mess news, man. Check us out. You can come on in at the chat room. Don't be afraid. We won't bite unless you ask. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT and we making it happen. I want all my people right now to get on your phone and text, yo, Diva Mary Kay show is on right now. Frontline Fridays is popping right now. Tell a friend to tell a friend to call in right now. Yo, Tay, we got some hot shit going down tonight. Like, I'm really feeling the Tay Black's Music Corner. Like, how did you come up with that?
Well, you know what? I felt like I just wanted to share some of the information that I come through with every day, every week, every month, and mm-hmm. just provide other or additional musical outlets for people. You know, it's not just the mainstream. I definitely want to put a spotlight on all my indie cats, all my cats that's really establishing themselves. And, like, if you want to, you know, really learn what the movers and shakers are doing, you got to look at other cats in the industry. You can't just be like, oh, I'm out here, I'm new, I'm a pattern, my own thing. Yeah, it's good to be different, but honestly, you formulate a plan that's done by somebody else and they're doing good. I mean, that's the fast track success right there. So that's where the Music Corner came at, you know, news information. I'm trying to just compete with hot mess ghetto news, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to compete. I can't do it like people Mary Kay, so I got a little something, you know what I mean?
I know that's right. Well, you know, I know you definitely going to bring the fire, and you definitely a hot, hot artist. We got some of your shit in the arsenal, too, that we going to be rocking tonight. But I think that's definitely an upgrade from coming from an artist, you know, to be able to have Tay Black's Music Corner. And like you said, you got to look at what other people was doing as well. Not to copy, but to see what's going on. And it's very important. That's why we do Frontline Fridays. It's for the indie artists. And we got a spoken word artist actually coming next Friday on Frontline Friday. So we're doing it big. If you want to get your music played on Frontline Fridays, your spoken word, your poetry, send us an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject your name and send the music, and make sure you have some contact info, because we definitely will contact you back within 24 hours. We definitely going there. I went to look at, speaking of some hot mess, I went to go look to T-Mobile. I went to T-Mobile, and they have this new iTablet or this tablet phone situation going on. And, you know, I think it's pretty cool or whatever the case may be, but I guess that I'm feeling some type of way. I mean, you can do so many things on your phone, and it's always hot. Like, I get hot music for Frontline Fridays, and I definitely want to listen to my show and hear the diva. And not only that, hear Tay Black, my co-host. I want to hear the other artists while I'm on the go. But it's the two-year contract situation that's going on that I ain't feeling. Why you want to lock me into two-year contracts? Like, going to T-Mobile and Verizon and Sprint, I feel like I'm getting married. Like, that's not really cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe
now,
it's me.
I agree, because as a matter of fact, I want to say in mid or late 08, I got a T-Mobile phone. And, I mean, you know, the plan is, you know, it's pretty decent, but 2 years is a long time. Like, 2 years, like, that's
like
baby mama status. Like, yo, you in it 2 years, you know, you done, you know, y'all done did y'all thing for 2 years, like, you like the OG. That's like your bottom chick. And you know what I mean? And like, if you're gonna be in a long term relationship, as far as, you know, you gotta look at the service that they provide. Is it a quality service? Is the product good? You know, do they have strong insurances on their phones or things like that? Because that's 2 years, you're going to be locked in. Who knows? Who's to even say that you'll get your phone upgrade in a year, 6 months?
Right.
It might be every 2 years. Yeah.
Well, we definitely want to get more comments on that situation. We got the hotline lighting up. We know we got people tuning in about this whole phone situation. Let's go ahead. 216-551-YB, what's going on, my brother?
What up, sir?
What's going on, YB? Holla at us.
Yeah, I'm actually in the doghouse right now with Candace. Like, she on the line too, so.
Oh, that's definitely what it is. You that came on the show in the doghouse. Like, damn.
I came on the show in the doghouse, and I got a event going on right now, so I had to tune in and see what's going on. Is that Genius that was on the line?
No, that's Tay Black. That's my calls, babe.
That's Tay? That's what we're saying. Shout out to Tay. What's good, Tay?
Good, homie. Matter of fact, shout out to Genius, too, man. Big shout out to Genius, man.
Hey, Tay, I'm still waiting on that, too, bro.
Oh, you already know, dog. Look, it's kind of like we're talking about that work.
What is Gina Mary Kay into? Shut up.
I got you. Like, yo, let me tell y'all about this little production number that Y-Dot sent over. Like, it was so epic. Like, you had to do pain to it immediately. And the only thing that stopped me up is just like an overload of music that my engineer, man, I've dumped so much music on him. It's just hard for him to master them and get them back out to me. So shout out to my engineer, Shorte, man. Hopefully I have Y-Dot's track to him. Hopefully at the top of next week. I know I'm going to try to do like an open mic maybe Monday. Then, but yo, shout out to Y-Dot, man. We got some good music coming, and along with that, another track as well.
Oh, most definitely. Oh, yeah. I look forward to that, and I definitely look forward. You know, it's going to get that exclusive play on Frontline Fridays right here at Diva Spot. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to let the queen come in a second. But why that? I went to T-Mobile, and I was looking at that whole new tablet phone that they got. Now, I'm not mad at the phone, but here's the thing for me. They wanted me to sign a two-year contract. That's too much like doing a bid. Like, you want me to pay $150 for the phone, but now I got to sign up for y'all for two damn years. Like, I'm not, you know, maybe that's definitely me. I don't know.
Well, actually, you know, that's a new thing. Like, for phone companies, you know, they just got to get that guarantee out of you. So, I mean, even if you go get a normal flip phone, they're going to ask you for a two-year contract. So that's just the evolution of contract and getting money and making sure I get my money. And if you don't give me my money, it's going to be a cancellation fee, which is about $350.
Yeah, that's not the cancellation fee.
It's about smart business. In fact, we should start doing artists like that on some real shit.
Yeah, we are.
For real.
I'm glad that it was said like that. I'm definitely going. You know, I already got my situation in order with my contracts and whatnot. And we locking in for months. Let's lock in for months. I'm looking to do a long-term relationship. And with that being said, now I can really understand it. Like, you know, 2 years, I'm definitely going to have my phone number. My phone number hasn't changed in the last 7 years. I don't have my number for 7 years, so I'm not looking to go nowhere. But to lock me in for two and then to hit me, my thing is don't hit me with those little taxes and fees. Oh, the FFA tax and fees, the baby mama tax and fees. Like, I'm not off that. I definitely want to get. I'm a cut.
You want to trust me? All right. What'd you say, sis?
No, I'm going to shut up.
No, don't shut up.
I done told you, and I done told the queen. Y'all ain't gonna call on my show and have no conversation. Now the queen is gonna shut up. It is over.
We actually not having a conversation. We trying to figure out, like, so we won't echo when you bring her in because we're in the same room. So we trying to make sure the show runs smooth.
Did I tell you our situation? Together before y'all call the show, Tay. I'm going to put myself on mute because that's why I got a co-host. I got to put myself on mute.
I just got here. I understand when I just got here, I just got put in the doghouse, literally. Like, literally.
See, I'm feeling for Y-Dot right now, man. Like, you know, we're just going to let him do what he got to do. We're going to have him work it out. You know what I mean? We're trying to pull him out of the dog. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to usher him in away from that. You know what I'm saying? Help our fellow homeboy out. Diva Mary Kay, let us be lenient tonight. You know, we got a couple of people on the night, you know, I using certain terms that I can work with. We're not even using those tonight.
You know, I brought the withdrawal. The diva, you know, is. I have to be, you know, conscious of my viewers. I have to be conscious of the people who listen in, so I'm not using the F word. So I'm going through some stuff right now because I'm trying not to curse.
Look,
so there it
is. Your little bro is apologetic. But
you
in the
doghouse. I wish I had
the same room. Look, no, Tay, I'm in the doghouse with my sister and Candy, though. Like, this is crazy. It don't even get no worse. This is a horrible Friday night off top, though. Off top.
You know what? I'm going to help y'all out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute you, and then I'm going to open the queen up. And you too. I love y'all so much. I swear I do. I have the intense desire right now to just cuss y'all butts out. But I can't because I can't cuss. So let me mute you, and while y'all next to each other. All right, Queen. Hey, Queen. How you doing?
Hey. I'm good. I would be better if y'all hold up and all together now.
I want to know. Y'all about to be hot mess news. Tell me what happened. Tell the queen what happened.
I want to tell you. Now, I invited your brother over for dinner today, right? I invited him last night, cooked this good meal, right? And what I do, I get on Twitter and see him soliciting for strippers for the night.
Woo! Hell no!
I get on Twitter, and mind you, sis, I'm not nosy. I'm not crying. I'm just catching up on my tweets, right? I'm going through my timeline. And he got his black ass on Twitter talking about he's looking for a stripper with some good stripper action tonight. Who coming close?
Oh.
So, right. Now tell me that ain't a hot mess and you got a good woman that's cooking you a dinner and you looking for a stripper. If you don't make it rain anywhere, you need to make it rain on that grocery bill because the meal he's sitting here right now feeding his face was not cheap.
Oh. Oh, damn.
Now, let me go ahead. He adds insult to injury by acting like a 2-year-old and spilling water all over my living room table. So I got to lift up the glass, get the water from underneath the table, dropping food on the table. I'm like, are you okay today? Are we having some personal problems? He works with his daughter. Madison don't even eat that messy. So,
well, you know, when he sent that tweet, he had told me that he was on his phone and, like, his 9 had, like, coagulated and they like mixed up the words, you know. That's why we talking about cell phone contracts now. Cause see, if he locked in a 2-year contract like that, long years.
Right, I know, Tay. You trying it? I swear, I appreciate that. I appreciate you for that. But he's full of shit right now.
And you know what, I want to add on to that, and I want y'all to call us up at 347-850-1521, that's 347-850-1521, and shout out to Greens Beasley live in the chat room, but I have had that situation, seen my honey bunny on Twitter, and you can Twitter cheat too. You can Twitter cheat, you can online cheat too, and I'm not saying that he was cheating, but if you're in a relationship, you got to watch your mouth. Off the internet and on the internet. And she cooking him a meal, getting it all together, all sauce, sexy, and you online looking for strippers. Is that cheating or not? Or is that wrong or not? Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521.
Right,
there may be some imaginary shit. When you get on the line, press the 1 button so we can open you up in the call queue. We're going to get into some of this music and we're going to get right back in it. We got, when we come back, we're going to be coming back with Tay Black's Music Corner. We definitely going in. It's for all the artists. And we're going to play us for a joint from Lil Diggy, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're going to play a joint for Lil Diggy. So let's get into it. We got B-Bonds right here. Shout out to B-Bonds. It's now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Some of you fools is imaginary.
You in it for the lifestyle, not the paper.
I mean, like, I got to be like the John Barry owner of this shit, you know? Like I was talking about birds. You niggas thought I was really talking about pigeons and shit. like I was talking about coke. You niggas really thought I was talking about soda and shit, you know? Yeah. Bottom line. Let me show you how to do this shit. Check it. I spit the other shit. Yeah, that real nice player shit. They ride around, come to your town to get the paper shit, nigga. You lack money, I'm all crack money. I'm really getting mine while you niggas rap money. I'm living over here while you niggas act funny. I already know you're losing, I can tell by your movement. All your imagery is amusing. You don't know who you are, you're confusing. A bunch of yo-yos claiming they so cold. Running around with no dough, niggas is homo. Wanna be kingpins, niggas is popo. With female tendencies belonging to go-go. See, I've been on the low-low, never a showboat. It's like I'm never there, but I'm wherever the coke go. So, I do whatever for the dough. I got the 996 plus 4-mo glow, you know? Man, imaginary niggas, man, fake niggas. They see us out, all this ice on, yeah. Aviator bound, dick riders. Run up on me, acting like they knew me when I was hustling. You know me, this ain't got nothing to do with carrying
you.
Can't you see our face? Look, we feel uncomfortable, dog. We don't know you. Now you got these other dudes acting like they bust moves, repping these drug crews, yapping how these drugs move. When I see them in the hood, niggas be no good, rapping with no intent, just a player on the bench. Literally, niggas make no sense. Everybody hard, this whole thing is a facade. Right when the director says cut, I bet my bottom dollar you niggas ain't got a buck.
music shit got everybody laughing. Some do it for passion, rest of y'all is acting. You can't tell who's the fan and who's rapping. Lying to yourself, where's the fucking satisfaction? Original, niggas frontin' on the visual. Trend hoppers, followers hot, huh? Who is you now? Sit it down, most of y'all are confused. I rip it down, man, I ain't got nothing to lose. Y'all get it now? Man, you niggas mad, yeah. Out here on the Facebook and all these sites, man. The internet shit, man. Acting like this when it's really like that. No friends. When you meet niggas, man, they ain't nothing like them peers, man. It's imaginary niggas, man. Really don't exist. Crazy. Keep your life right.
Back, man. Get your life right, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's Frontline Fridays with my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can check in with us live in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. And as a matter of fact, Tay is about to put some sexy pics up in the chat room, so you may want to holler at that while we over here flirting online.
all with my man sweater on and baby boy.
Ooh. And you know he light skinned too, so go on, boy. Go on.
You know what I'm saying? I'm all hairy chested and all, you know what I'm saying? So I got to grease each individual strand up. So you know what I'm saying? So, wow. Take a little while, but you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get that right, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Frisco, that's gonna make that happen for me. Shout out to
All right. And we still got the hot mess news. And my question that I just posted on Facebook and Twitter is, flirting online considered cheating? Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We want to know. Now,
I'm just saying.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was necessary cheating, but then.
No, but it's disrespectful.
I mean, is he looking for the strippers? Hold on, Queen. I'm going to have to. Let me switch up. We're going to have to ask this man. My bad, Tay. I apologize. Why not?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Say good looking. I'll put a stick up.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. You know
I got a question. Now, was you looking for the strippers for an event, or was you just looking for some strippers to do some booty shaking? Did you know that she was going to be cooking for you tonight?
Yeah, I knew this last night, and I was actually looking forward to it. So, look, hold on. Let me explain myself before the jury go out and just crucify me. Listen. Mm. I sent a tweet, and I'm quite sure everybody follow me, so y'all can look at the tweet. All I said was, I'm looking for the strippers with the stroker action. The stroker action, like, I went to Atlanta for, like, 6 months, and throughout the whole 6 months, we went to strokers. I'm not full of shit. I'm just saying. Strokers, like, strippers in Cleveland, it's not the same as, like, the strippers in Atlanta. So all I was saying was, yo, where's the stroker? I mean, I respect the stripper for her talent. I mean, that's not saying I want to take a stripper home for tonight, or I want a stripper to come out to our event tonight, which we are having an event tonight. Shout out to LLF. And, that stroker's action.
Okay, but that answer my question. Why are you looking for strippers tonight?
Yo, for one, it was a tweet. For two, I got 6 triples of 1800 in me. For three, we got an event tonight. So who don't want strippers at the event?
Oh, you know what? You fuck around to get choked over there. You making excuses.
I'm not trying to get choked. No, listen. Okay,
all right, sis. You just, I'll put you on mute. You can't talk right now. New nigga. Look, you hear that? We don't go to the hotlines. We want to get some more love. We want to know what's going on, and we want to get your opinion. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go to the hotlines to get some love. 516-360. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live with co-host Tay Black. What's your name and where you calling from? 516-360.
Hello. Oh, my fault. I was distracted for a second. It's Local Thug calling from New York. What's going on?
Local Thug, what's going on, man?
Nothing, working hard on the mixtape, man. I caught a tweet, you know what I'm saying, Diva Mary Kay at 10 o'clock, so I had to take a break from everything I'm doing. You already know how the Diva gives it up.
As you already know what it is, big round of applause for Local Thug coming through the building, man. Like, he go hard, and I told him. Music, and I definitely can appreciate the grind in it. That's what I hear when I hear your music, Local Thug. I hear grind. And when you sent me that joint for Adina Howard, you can go harder. I was like, that was actually a waste of your grind. You actually did the shit a little bit some justice, but
You know what? Because I try to switch it up. I try to veer off from my normal stuff every once in a while and give other people the things, people that wouldn't normally be my fans, or try to show a little bit of, like, versatility or whatever. But, you know, I can respect that because it's like not everything is going to be a winner. And you know what? Like, you're the only person that came out and told me that. You understand? Everybody, oh, that's hard. That's like, you know how your people are being shit. What do you mean? Your people are supposed to be the ones that's really telling you what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, I get that, and I'm thankful that my team, they get honest with me. You know, like my team was telling me I use the F word too much on the show. So you're not going to catch a diva. Hopefully, I won't say the F word.
Yeah, for sure. Some people are going to like that, though. I like that. I've been feeling that. You know what I mean? That's why it's not on, you know what I'm saying? That's what cable is for.
So, yeah, that's what cable is for. So, Local Thug, we got this situation here, and I want to get your opinion on this. So, we got the situation with a young woman. She was cooking a nice little dinner. Like, let's say this, like Local Thug. Say I was cooking you a dinner, right? And I, you know, you knew I was cooking you the dinner tomorrow night. You know what's coming. But I go on Twitter just chilling, and I see you tweeting. You got an event tonight, the night that I'm cooking you dinner. And I see you tweeting about where the hoes at, where the strippers at. You looking for strippers. What does that mean? I'm confused.
Wow. You know what that means? That means that man is no good. You understand? You don't do that. Like, me personally, the way I look at it, if I'm going to be with a girl that's going to be, like, my girl, that's going to be there cooking me dinner and shit like that, I'm not fucking with nobody else. If I'm trying to fuck with other people, I'm going to be a man about it, and I'm going to have me as many bitches as I want to have, and I'm going to tell each one of them, look, you ain't the only one. You're never going to be the only one. If you have a problem with that, you go find someone that's going to be your only one. If you want to stay with me, it's all good. You know, you can reap the benefits, but it's never going to go further than this. And you let her make a conscious decision on what she want to be. You don't be sitting there, nah, man, that ain't right, man. You don't do that.
Ah, shit, that's Pippin 101, man.
That could be my next track. My next track is going to be about that. He just inspired me.
Yeah. I mean, I like what you said about that. You know, you and if you got an event, you know, you definitely don't need it. The hoes is going to come and the strippers is going to come at the end of the day. You know, but, you know, if you got your no need for a queen to see you on a public, like Twitter and Facebook. I don't want to see you on Twitter talking about where the strippers at. Now,
up on top of that, like, let me tell you something. As a man, you know, a lot of men don't realize this, but hoes and strippers, we men a lot of times look at them like they don't respect them, but they the ones that don't respect us. We the ones over there putting money in their pocket and making a big deal about them and putting them on a pedestal because of how they look and what they do. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for men, they wouldn't be able to get money like that.
You're right about that. If it wasn't for men, you know, and those horny men, and, you know, you thinking with your other hand, they wouldn't be able to capitalize and do what they do. I know some strippers that's going home to mansions and niggas that's going home to the projects.
And then the niggas that's going home to the projects is talking shit about, oh, this is a smut. Well, she living better than you, homie.
She sure is. Her car better than yours, her credit better than yours, and you got the queen at the house waiting on you, too. She done cooked you steak, new potatoes. You got the asparagus with the garlic bread. Your shit is all right. You got your champagne glass. She done hit you up with some Moscato or a little gin and juice, and you over there.
And she had to pay for all that out of her hard-earned money because you done spent all your money on hoes.
Ooh, we gonna start some trouble. Local Thug, baby, give us some shout-outs, man. And I got your number here, so I need to be, because we got to have you come on Frontline Fridays, too. And if you can, Local Thug, do me a favor, thank you, and send me one of your tracks, one of your joints, or two of your joints in my Gmail right now so I can pump it tonight on Frontline Fridays. You know how we do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, that sounds like a real good look right there. Hold on one second. I got my Gmail open, matter of fact, right now. Just, give me your address real quick.
It's Diva Mary Kay. Oh, sorry, not Diva Mary Kay. Diva Spot ENT1.
All right. Of course, your computer want to freeze right now. All right,
yeah,
just write Diva Spot.
DivaSpotENT1@gmail.com.
All right, cool. And my fault. Oh, yeah, you said shout-out. That's what you were asking for. All right, so, of course, first and foremost, and not just because I'm on the Diva Mary Kay show, but no matter what, I can be on Funk Flex right now. The first shout-out I'm always giving, no matter what, is shout-out to Diva Mary Kay for doing it. All right,
no,
that's first and foremost. And then comes Mikey T, man. That's the man right there, Mikey T. Like, Mikey T is really doing his thing right now. When I met him, I seen potential. You know what I mean? I knew he was about to really start going in, but, like, now he's just taking over. In a matter of, like, the last month or so, I just really seen him blowing up. Shouts to Low Pro. Shouts to the whole Feed the Wolves movement. Money Mo, all of them. Or shouts to the Grits Gang, 134, Lost Boys, man, my team. You know, shouts to the whole country. Shouts to anybody out there doing anything in hip-hop, listening to it, making beats, you know, spinning, managing, anybody that has anything to do with keeping this alive, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout-outs to all of you.
Most definitely. We about to go into Tay Black's Music Corner right now, and he's going to be talking to us tonight about the XXL Presents the 2011 Freshman Class. So we about to get into that right now. You definitely want to tune in for this one. So I'm going to go ahead and close your mic out. Just stay tuned, and, you know, I'll be checking back with you in four. I'm going to get my Gmail open so I can go ahead and upload that to the arsenal, all right?
All right, that's what it is. I'm sending it to you right now.
Tay Black, I'm off my Chris Brown. Let me see if you can run it.
That's what's up.
So, Tay, we got this. You was telling us about the XXL Freshman Class. Holla at us about this, and we actually got some joints from them.
Yeah, well, I had to do, you know, a little research. It actually started, I want to say, in started doing it 07 or 08. And what they did, they try to collect, you know, the hottest.
Wait a minute, Tay, you breaking in and out, baby. Let me make sure. Let's do a sound check. Make sure we good on it. Can you hear me?
Yeah, mic check 1 2 1 2. Mic check 1 2 1 2.
All right, you back.
All right, so basically, XXL, they started doing this list of top MCs for like the year or the past year coming up into the next, you know, the oncoming year. So I want to say the very first time they had an issue called Leaders of the New School.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had about 10 people. They had Saigon, they had Flies, Rich Boy, Lupe Fiasco, Lil Boozy, they had Gorilla Zoe, Joell Ortiz, Crooked Eye, Papoose, and Young Throat. And for the most part, those are all names that I think for the most part we all familiar with. And so I think that set a trend, because what they did, they talked about those artists, you know, past, what they're currently doing, their future outlook on the game, and why they were, you know, leaders of the new school at the time. At the time, all of them kind of had a nice little buzz going. But, I mean, you know, as the days, the months, and the, you know, even the years go on, artists can either, you know, rise or fall. It can be from internal things or external things. I mean, it could be the industry itself that'll either pull them up or push them down, or it could be their own doing. So, you know, to move forward a year, they did, I guess, in end of 08, they had the actual freshman 10. That actually consisted of Ace Hood, Currency, Kid Cudi, Corey Guns, Mickey Fax, Blue, Wale, Charles Hamilton, Asher Roth, B.O.B. Now, with those artists, you know what I mean, it was kind of like a younger, you know, younger class of MC. A lot of times, you know, when you think about it, the younger, I guess, as the older MCs, you know, when they're doing their thing, you know what I mean, it's like paving the way for younger MCs, more hungry MCs to come in, you know what I mean? But the thing with hip-hop, you know, that we got to kind of stray away from, like, it shouldn't be an age limit on rapping. It shouldn't be an age limit on hip-hop. You know what I mean? If you're 40 and you're nice with it and you want to start rapping tomorrow, you should be able to do that. You know, people shouldn't try to categorize you as an old rapper or, you know, young rapper or whatever, whatever. Because in rock and roll, they don't do that.
No.
You know, you got Osborne. You got the Rolling Stones. They out here performing. You know, they 50, 60, 70 years old. You know, but I like the freshman class aspect of the XXL simply because it just puts a spotlight on artists that's grinding. And I know most of the people that tune into Frontline Fridays, like them, they're artists that are grinding.
Uh-huh.
Even the promo people, they really trying to push those young, hot artists that are out here doing their thing. You know, established artists, they already have their thing set in order. Us young people, you know, we're looking for a future Guru 100, a Diva Mary Kay. We're looking for somebody that's going to help build us, you know, as far as putting us out there.
You most definitely.
Go ahead, Diva.
You most definitely right about that when you saying about the young artists coming in and putting their stuff out there as far as grinding. And another, you know, person that's grinding and showing and proved, like Lil Diggy. I have to say about Diggy that he really felt like, yo, I'm not eating off my father's name. Diggy Simmons is, you know, even when you watch the show, when you watch him as an individual, when you watch him in his interviews, he like, yo, I'm Diggy. This is who I am. Like, and I love music, and I got it. I'm not eating off my father's name, and I know that's something even a lot of people think, you know, coming from a background or a family that got money or, you know, being Rev Run's son or whatever the case may be, that he got it made. No, he don't got it made. He ain't going to have it. He got nice. He got good things, you know. He got to start. But every day he has to show and prove that he has to live up to the legacy of his father. And y'all got to understand that. And, you know, at the end of the day, he has to show and prove, like, I'm different. I'm not just eating, and my music is not just getting played because my father is Rev Run. And we know that Rev Run and Russell Simmons definitely grinded coming up in the game. And we got a hot track from Diggy, and we're going to play a clip of that for y'all. So y'all go ahead and check this out. You're now tuning in live at Diva Spot Radio ENT, Frontline Fridays, where all the new music live. Co-host Tay Black, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
Let's go. Live from the Apple, slicing the American pie with dope lyrics. Watch me get America high by your appearance. I can get a glimpse of your vibe. They say you are what you wear. I'm East Saint Laurent, Macy Martin, Margiela. Catch me at the Mondrian, fella. I'm getting money, that's why you all jealous. This ain't a rap song, this is a rap song. Immaculate, so I'ma be the first to cast on. In kindergarten, I was filling out my text phone while my other classmates was learning Jimmy Crack Corn. Iron chopping iron, how can I go wood? Riding shotgun with Lupe through Chicago hood, hat tilted to the side like a GD, bumping a pot CD. Picture me rolling, holler when you see me. This easy, sorta like my ABCs. And the take another Pelham, nigga, 1, 2, 3. Know my name when I spell is D-I-2-G. Rather die before I'm telling T I'm 2G. Dig is like
life or death. I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Dig is like
half man, half amazing. And I'm the diggy diggy.
Dig is like
life or death. I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Dig is like
half man, half amazing. And I'm the diggy
it's
diggy.
The return of the light skin. Okay, I been the king. All my name is separated by a hyphen. Looking at my bright lens, it's about that time. Something like a bad boy, I'll deport your shine. Gotta rap like a Peter, stomp a rat in front of Peter. When it comes to cooking heaters, I'm a baker like Anita. Can't call my bluff like a phone off the receiver. I know you're all eager to see me compete with Bieber. Not knowing that's my homie, we chillin', kicking our feet up. Don't do business with a worker, so direct me to your leader. In a few years, I'll be the chairman of WIA. Warner, Electra, Atlantic, re-up. And when I go, watch the money go, bring up. We going hard in the paint, nigga, D-up. Try to bring the heat and you'll still lose if y'all team up. This is for my fly niggas, Jets, and it's with ya. Dig is like
life or death. I'm a rebel. My poetry's deep, I never felt.
Dig is like
half man, half amazing. And I'm the diggy, diggy.
Dig is like.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got my co-host live in the building, Tay Black, and it's Frontline Fridays. Call us up at 247-850. Wow. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We definitely doing it big over here. We just played Diggy. That joint was kind of hot. I mean, he did use, oh, he paid some homage. I want to get your opinion on this. So if you're on the line right now, press the one button. I'm going to get comments from Y.B. and Intense Desire, Local Thug, and 444. I see you. I'm about to open you live on the line, too. But I got to go with my co-host, Tay Black, right now. That shit, I'm working. Diggy Simmons. Dig is called. Dig is like, I like that joint right there.
Yeah.
I listen to the lyrics. I don't like it just because the beat, he really rhymed over it.
Yeah, he was doing his thing, and you segued beautifully into the 2011 freshman class. They actually got 11 this year because I guess 2011. And Diggy Simmons is one of them. I think he might be the youngest one in the group, so shout out to Diggy on that. You know what I mean? That just goes to show, like you said, like he's really trying to open up his lane and set himself apart from, you know, what his father and his uncle did. He wants to make a name for himself, and that's good. We gotta respect him.
Most definitely, most definitely. Let's go ahead and pull Y.B. live on the situation there. And we see the hotlines. I see y'all. I'm about to get to y'all. Y.B., what you think about that joint right there called by Diggy Simmons called, like, Dig is Like?
For one, it's a throwback, you know what I'm saying, just off the now, I'm going to ask, did you get that off the Nas version or the throwback version?
I want to say I think he got it off the Nas version, but I want to say that Primo did another cut in there because I heard a little joint, the Diggy. You know what I'm saying? I heard a little ever Diggy. So I think he might have even back in on it. You know what I mean? But that's definitely the Nas.
Either way it goes, like, I think Nas, when Nas actually came out with that, I was just so, man, like, me doing music, that pushed me to another level to want to do music. That's real music to me. So for you to, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and, man, you already know what time it is for me to tell you with you, yo. For you to go ahead and do that, man, like, you know what I'm saying, that made me about to go to the studio tomorrow on some real.
That's
you already know, like, you're killing it right now. You're killing it, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. We're going to go ahead and go to the Queen, Intense Desire. What you think about that joint right there?
Oh, I'm always a fan of people using old school hip hop and keeping it relevant. I think we forget about a lot of the greats that paved the way for a lot of these guys out here now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to see Biggie pay homage, but like be confident, have some swag, but not be like over the top with it. You know what I'm saying? You can see where he's coming from, but you can see he appreciate, you know, what came before him. So that's a really good look.
Most definitely. We gonna go ahead and chop it up with Local Thug and see what he think about that situation right there. Local Thug, what you think about that drink right there by Diggy Simmons called Dig is Like?
You know, I feel I want to add on to that last statement, but I feel pretty much the same way. It's like a lot of hip hop right now these days. A big part of the fan base is the younger generation, you know, and they don't know about a lot of that stuff. It's like me, I'm 28. When I was coming up, like, you know, Big was around and all that, and if you notice, he used a lot of tracks, and he didn't even sample them. He just used a straight-up old-school track and didn't even do nothing to the beat. And to us, it was all original. And to the older crowd, oh, I remember that. And then it made us want to go and see where it came from and listen to the original and appreciate that a little more. So, like, you know, nowadays, like, you know, it's the same thing with the 90s, you know, hip-hop, Nas, Big, old Jay-Z. These kids never heard that. So now new artists going to come out on those tracks, and it's basically, like, promoting it, you know what I'm saying, and letting them get back to the roots as far as people in my generation know them, you know what I mean?
I think you definitely right about that, and Diggy is 15 years old. He's definitely 15 years old, but he got a grown man swag. And, you know, if y'all want to get more information about Diggy, in the matter of fact, the 2011 freshman class, all you got to do is go to www.ghettonewsflash.com. And big shout out to Queen Dita with the Ghetto News Flash. So, again, that's www.ghettonewsflash.com. And you can definitely mm-hmm. Go from there and get more information on that situation. But I like that joint. It's definitely going to be heavy in rotation. I got to definitely get some Twitter love. Yo, big shout out to Twitter. And anybody, I have to say this right now, whether you are artist or entrepreneur and local thug, I'm waiting on the download right now. I got you, baby. I'm multitasking. Right. I love being a queen, man. God bless me with being a multitasking queen. But I have to give big shout-outs to all my people on Twitter, all my Twitter love. I get followers every day, and not just the people who follow me. Understand that Diva Mary Kay followers are leaders. I see a lot of people who just got followers on their page. Follow me, follow me. But what is your followers doing? And my followers are definitely doing something. Know that. So I definitely got to start with giving a big shout out to Step Up Online Biz at twitter.com, YM _ for life, Rich Hard Capsules, Two Real Mill, C's Chronic, Jody Mizzle. And if I'm messing your name up, just Love the Diva. Know that. You're my follower, and I'm your follower, too. Lunch the Dawn, shout out to King Kane One, shout out to Mike Yorgos, shout out to Law Network, shout out to Local Thug, shout out to Teflon USA, shout out to dumblog.com. Wow.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. I'm glad you said that. Good job. Good job, Tay. Bang, bang. Because I was about to curse. Shout out to Music Download. Shout out to Troy Planet. Shout out to MLM Highs. Shout out to Ebiz Robinson. Shout out to Play Ballistic Tickets. Ooh. Shout out to you. Shout out to Dr. Miller. Yeah, I got the doctors on the team, too. Shout out to Heartbreak Nakia. Shout out to Doggy of the Day. Shout out to Ashland City and Rolling Pajamas. Shout out to Sean Lakes, too. I'm going to come back in another few minutes to give more shout outs to all my Twitter love. Big shout out to Twitter. If you're doing anything and if you're running your own business, you're an entrepreneur, and if you have a Twitter account, use your Twitter account. It can help you out a lot. I understand what people have on Twitter and don't do nothing on Twitter. Mm. What's the point of having Twitter? Twitter is free advertisement. Do you know how many people out of network? Do you know how much money I'd have made just by Twitter? I met my brother, YDB, on Twitter. I was actually able to get referred. Tay Black was referred to me by Future Guru 100. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Tay Black was referred to me by Future Guru 100. And look, he my co-host. And he adds such a great taste to Frontline Fridays. Don't you agree? Yo, I got more love. I got a 253-306 live on the line. Let's go ahead and get it. 253-306, you now live on Deep Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, it's your boy Big Hurt.
Big Hurt, what's going on, baby? Roll those windows up because we can't hear you.
Oh, man, that's because I'm driving.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's going on, Big Hurt? Holler at us. Tell me something good.
Oh, man, you know, I'm headed to the studio rehearsing this song. You know, it's called Candy Paint. We're performing at Club Fusion in Seattle tomorrow night. Big Hurt, Spoon the Dunn. It's a little lingerie thing going on out there. You might want to come check it out, man.
Oh, I know you got the Diva tickets, right? You already got Diva pass to get in there. I know you do.
Oh, you already know. You front and center.
You already know. I ain't gonna wear no lingerie like that. Somebody might get mad. I might have to beat somebody up because, you know, I'm sitting on 40. I don't need that type of drama.
Oh, man, we go hard in the paint. You know what I'm talking about?
Most definitely. Hunt, you got some shout-outs you want to give?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody that know me, you know. It's much love here and beyond, you know. It's 2011. Let's all get this money. Let's do it the right way. Come together. Let's all get it.
That's what's up. That's definitely what's up, man. I'm definitely going to be out there tomorrow. Like Diva said, she can't wear no lingerie. I'm sitting on 40s. I'm a big, thick, cornbread woman. I ain't got no time to be beating your baby mama up. Why would you bring your baby mama to the club anyway? That's my question. But back to the hip hop. Tay Black, not one of my questions. I'm acting like I'm interviewing you, Tay. I will interview you right in the middle of the show just because I love you that much. I want to talk about Big Kurt. Big Kurt is an acronym for Kings Remember in Time, and he's from Meridian, Mississippi, and he is signed to the Island Def Jam. He collabed on songs with Currency and Wiz Khalifa. Like, tell me a little bit about him.
Like, yo, for real, I think when you are I'm going to say the double threat, you know what I mean? When you rap and produce, you know what I'm saying? I think that, like, really puts you apart because, honestly, you set your pace. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go search for producers because you got that skill in it so you can do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you just hear him flow, like, he nice. I mean, I heard him on a joint with Wiz Khalifa and Currency. It's called Glass House. And, you know, he had the last verse, and I know why he was last because it was just like he summoned the spirit of Pimp C. You know what I'm saying? He just went in on it, you know what I'm saying? And he's nice, like, he's conscious, but you know what I'm saying? He has both worlds, you know what I mean? He's got the street side and the conscious side, and, like, it's reflected in his music. I think he really spits what he sees, and it's dope.
Most definitely. We're going to get into this joint right here. We got a joint by Big Kurt, and it's, like, it's called The Moon and Stars Remix. Everybody knows this song. I really wish I had a wish right now, but Big Kirk did the remix on it, so we're going to get into it now. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And when we come back from this joint, we're going to get into that hot mess news, man. I got some stuff for y'all. Let's get it.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay.
My digital dash, as I mash on the gad, don't know where I'm going fast, but I'm going there. Stop at the club, forever show with some hoes in there. Shaking they ass, looking for players with dough to shell. But that ain't me though, before I trick on the budget, baby, I'm out of the dough. If you was looking for savings, out it, I'm not the hero. More like a guide, I can take you where you want it. To look in my eye like you supposed to. Cold enough to froze you. Talking about that pimping, you already been exposed to. Far from being sober, let's travel into space while puffing on the shoulder. Glowing like a lightsaber, doing what the grown-ups do. Be grateful that this game was bestowed upon to you. Those backstabbing betrayers advise don't listen to. Cause they front, but they don't do what I do. Cause they will never ever be
killed. Alright, I leave.
Yeah.
that butterscotch, got my paint looking peppermint. Pull up pacing on focus, puffing that purple is 70. Medicine, I can see the moon and the star through my evidence. Louis V, don't see haters, no focus, cause they irrelevant. Coming through like the president, wave at boppers and droppers. I let my truck do the job, then they flag us down and they stop. Block us like vodka, like TV shows, they watch us, you see these hoes. Mesmerized like Khalifa, pull up and slap, do you see these hoes? This ain't no time for this purple drink, do you see these hoes? In my cup, got them double stack like that X, do you see these hoes? Paint wet like it's around, so high I can kiss the clouds. I roll up some sour flowers and smoke till I'm looking yeah. I'm stuck on this country shit, I'm southern just like the college. Neck bones, cornbread, candy yams in my green collars. Crawling just like a Tyler Prada, pushing them pedals down. Jackals keep me in magneto mode, I keep that metal around.
Outside, smoking that bum ass shit, bitch. You get no play in this ride. For the soft high, they built many vets after mine, but I think they did it best in 89. Idling at the red light, minding my business, holding my weed low with a slight crack in my windows, playing all three of my mirrors. I ain't nervous, but I'm certain that them devils trying to get me, cause I'm swerving, banging curves, and they can't stand to see me with it. But it don't stop, just provoke me more to drop my top. Now we planetarium status, flicking ashes in the big tipper. You ain't as high as me, mister. Eyes screwing your sister from a 50-foot distance. Now she missing, caught up in a twister. Tropicana, pull me up a glass of Tang. Roll up some of that NASA, man. Yes, sir.
I'm whipping my caddy right now, y'all. Y'all just don't know. I got the chrome on my rims. I got the white walls rocking. I got my all white on. Like, I'm in for real pimp at mood right now. Like, I think I'm going to go on Twitter and say how big I am of a pimp. This is Diva Mary K, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Fuck My Fridays, man. We definitely getting in. We got joints coming. They coming in the arsenal right now for local thugs. But that was just your boy Big Kirk with Moon and Stars remix. I like that joint right there. I mean, I can't really appreciate the lyrics to a certain degree, but he got a delivery that's sick, man. Let's go from the top of the panel and see what's going on. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can holler at us right now in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Say, Black, what you think about that joint right there?
That joint was smooth and mellow. Definitely, like you said, Cadillac music. Make me sad I flipped my Cadillac. You know what I'm saying? Sad, so, but you know, I had to get rid of that mother effer. So, you know.
Most definitely. It is some smoothing. And,
got on your mind, Diva. What you thinking about?
I'm multitasking. I'm talking and reading at the same time. My bad. I like that joint. It's not like you should have some cognac listening to that. Like, it put me in a pimp state of mind. Why got beat? Holla at it. In a pimp state of mind. You know I'm going to mess with you. And you know what? I'm not going to take from Y Dot. First of all, let me say this. Y Dot is a very, very good dude. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that I have to say this for these good dudes because, you know, I got a good dude. But sometimes y'all have dumb moments. Like, I have a dumb blonde moment, and for some reason, it's the egos that need to be fed. So do me a favor, all you men out there that's in a relationship, please stop acting like you're not in one. Please stop trying to feed your damn ego, because at the end of the day, it's going to be, baby, please, sorry. You know you my boo. Everybody know you my boo. And don't say that after you done did some stupid stuff publicly, because all that says to us is not everybody going to know that I'm with stupid. So, I'm not going to take it from Y.B. that he's a good dude, but just act like a good dude. I don't know why y'all so caught up with y'all egos. Like, don't nobody know that we got that shit on Smash. I'm a diva. Everybody.
Oh, yes, gosh.
I mean, God.
I'm just going to say that that's exactly the thing. If you have a good woman, don't try to be somebody you're not for the masses. That's what that is. It's like, oh, I need to look like I'm that nigga. Oh, we got strippers on deck. We got events. We doing this. You don't got to be that dude.
Well, you already that superstar me. I ain't know. You bagged me. I'm the bad chick.
He's like, yo, he bagged me. He bagged it. So, you know. So, let, we gonna let that.
If he saw me on Twitter and was like, yo, where
the big dick niggas at? Who knows how to explain that dick? Oh, he would be tight.
But women, we don't do something. We don't do stuff like that in Queen. Let's
nah,
not
we
get
don't.
In
nah, I don't play tit for tat. I don't have to do that. But like I told him, if the situation was turned, you would be very uncomfortable with somebody that you laying with, somebody that you loving and supporting and cooking for, and if they need you, you always there. And they on the internet for masses talking about, yeah, where the big booty bitches at that's just gonna make it clap tonight. What?
Hey, you mind if I just, slide in for Y-Dot real quick?
Slide in for a minute because I got to upload the rest of this. So you go ahead and take care of it for the next 15 minutes, my G. And when you need me to play something, just holler at me.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, in the case of a Y-Dot, see, I understand what was going on, See, he was, more like the promoter, He was like the coordinator. And, because he had business and, those networking skills, he had to put out a tweet and, he had to reach out to the people in a way that they could understand. Because, we're on a, a certain level and, when we speak down to the people that they understand it, it got to come in a certain way. When he's doing that talent search, he's not searching for him. He's searching for the team. He's a boss.
Let me go ahead and tell that when you do right by your woman, everything else will fall into place. So you're going to be successful regardless if you out here doing what you're supposed to be doing. If strippers was needed for an event, they would have been called out for long before the event occurred tonight. If you looking for strippers at the last minute, you're not really handling your business.
They probably threw the ball to Y-Dot because they felt like, Y-Dot, he can make it happen. Like, he's so reliable. He's so MacGyver with it. If I was like, Y-Dot, I messed up my event. I don't have no strippers. Y-Dot, can you do the hoodie-roo? Can you do the bird call?
The place, the location of the event, they can't even have strippers. And no poles in there. It's an older crowd. It's a mixed crowd, men and women. It's not a strip club. And let me tell you what I cooked for him. I made him chicken marsala with roasted red potatoes with Parmesan cheese on top and asparagus.
Oh, not the Parmesan cheese on top.
Yeah.
I was trying to pull out everything.
Wait a minute. 10 more minutes, Shane Black. Damn,
But I had it from different angles. I gotta have my people back. I gotta jump out. I'm blocking shot.
To getting caught out there, apologize and start from there. Men, all we ask y'all to do at the end of the day is say, baby, I got caught out there being unnecessary and malicious, and I apologize. But I respect you, I respect your opinion, and I respect who you are. And I definitely want to make this work with you, and you will not have to worry about this happening again. And understand that if she do forgive you tonight, your ass is going to get roasted for the rest of the week. Deal with the roast. This is what we do. Women, we roast. That's how we get our shit out. So we don't, that's how we get our stuff out. So we will get PTSD. it either, you know, bust the windows out your car, stab you a few times, you know, poison your steak. Just let us roast. Don't get mad because you got caught out there. Just accept it. Toot it and boot it. Toot it and boot it.
Oh, why you had to segue that way? Oh, man, she done tooted and booted. She done tooted it and booted it.
And you know what? I got this joint that I'm uploading right now by Local Thug called, let me go back to it, called While It Lasted. Ain't that some But I'm uploading it to the arsenal right now. We definitely going to get into this. But, Tay, let's, I got to give y'all hot mess news. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
I got to give y'all hot mess news and laugh at they ass on that hot mess news. We got hot mess news early in the game. We got hot mess news willingly. Big shout out to that. Everybody get on your phone right now. Go on to your contacts and say, look, I'm on a Diva Mary Kay show right now. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Call in right now because I'm definitely doing it big. So, I'm getting to my hot mess news, so bury me, y'all.
Not a problem. In fact, Tooted and Booted, you know, that's a track by, I think it's YG, and he's actually one of the new freshmen on the Freshman 2011.
Yeah.
And, I want to say I'm not sure, don't quote me, you know, but I think he may be signed to a major label as well.
Mm.
I'm not sure. But, you know, for obvious reasons, I know y'all probably heard that. No matter of fact, yeah, he signed a Def Jam. Big shout out to Ghetto News Flash. Signed to Jam. So I mean, that's another artist that Def Jam has over there. Def Jam has always been known for having a diverse roster. Definitely has some spitters, but you know, as you expand and as you grow and as the music changes, you gotta roll with the punches with the music as well. So big shout out to YG. We'll probably hear Tooted and Booted a little later on.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. If you out here, and that's one thing I want to say to the artists while I'm pulling up this hot mess news and waiting for it to play. If you out here and you are artist, make sure your music is registered. Know what a BDS is. Know what it is, a copyright. And I'm not talking about that poor man's copyright, because that does not protect you when you go into court. It does not protect you when you go into court. That's just saying I copyrighted my music, and the poor man's copyright, everybody know what that is. You mail off, you mail it off and you send it back to yourself. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. You got to go further to get to spend. And basically when I say go further, I mean spend some money. Stop treating your craft like it's Lucy's. Get the whole pack of cigarettes. That. Because if you look at it at the end of the day, you're spending dollars and dollars and dollars and dollars on Lucy's. And then, you know, you come to find out that you ain't already invested to, you know, a whole pack of cigarettes in double. But it is what it is, and we're going to get into this hot mess news. We got another OMG moment, courtesy of HipHopJunkies.com. That's www.HipHopJunkies.com, J-U-N-K-I-Z. And we get into this, so I thought this story was so damn ridiculous, but it did happen. It says, man killed his wife over not paying the cable bill. Dun-dun-dun! This man killed his wife because she did not pay the cable bill. So I'm going to go into the story right here. It says a Staten Island woman died a day after her husband beat her for not paying for the cable TV while he was hospitalized over Thanksgiving. Law enforcement sources said Blanche Sakari, 59, died on November the 22nd after her husband Thomas Sakala, 57, attacked her inside their new drop beach home when he came home from the hospital. The sources say the husband, who was just released from another three-month hospital stay on Thursday, was charged with the assault and criminal mischief for the alleged attack. but can face a murder rap once the case goes before a grand jury. I know that's right. Sources says that the medical examiner ruled her death as a homicide due to the blunt impact trauma to her head. Thomas, who has a long history of health issues, was angry at his wife for not visiting him at the hospital and because she refused to pay for the premium cable channels during his stay. Sources says that things escalated. A source says things got thrown out of proportion and believe one of the objects was an ashtray that caught his wife in the head. The woman horribly packed her clothes into a car and tried to escape the Finley Ave home, but the enraged husband doused her with rubbing alcohol and used hairspray to set ablaze. Sources say she burned her hands putting out the fire. The wife was threatened, was treated for the injuries in Staten Island University Hospital, took shelter at a friend's home. Her husband found her at the home and began harassing the woman before cops were called, and he left. Sources say as the shaking wife tried to go to sleep that night, she complained to her friend of nausea and headaches. The friend found her on the couch the next morning, not breathing. She was taken to a Staten Island University hospital but couldn't be saved. The autopsy results show she died from the result of bleeding and existing subdural trauma, a collection of blood on the surface of the brain. Investigators learned that Thomas hit the woman just a week before November 19th. Detectives believe that the ashtray she was hit with just before she died struck the same injury and caused her death. I want to get your opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And let me know your opinion on this. This is definitely the hot mess news. And let's go ahead to Local Thug. Local Thug, what you think about that story? Local Thug, can you hear me? I think he got me on mute. 323-354. Can you hear me, Local Thug?
You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
You were right. I did have you on mute. I hit it by accident. My fault. Stories like that, it just makes me sick. Like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little situation I've been in lately. Me and my last girlfriend, we moved in together a little too soon. We were together only like 2 months, and she seemed real nice, but I didn't realize she was out of her mind. It turns out she's crazy. So, anyway, at one point, right, she wants to have the whole place to herself, but meanwhile, we're both on the lease, and she couldn't get me out of there. So she's trying to get me to hit her. She put her chin in my face for no reason. Like, we're not even arguing. She would put her chin in my face and say, I dare you to hit me. I walked away. I got out. I've been gone for like a month. You know what I mean? Like, I was not there. I was not going to hit her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she literally begged me to do it. Now, this guy's going to kill his wife over not paying the phone bill. I can't relate to that.
Yeah. Now, she need to hear this damn story, you crazy. Oh, Tay, help me. Help me. I'm trying not to curse, but you know what? For all you chicks that don't know how to verbally express yourself and communicate, oh, my God, get yourself together for her to say, I dare you to hit me. And I like what you said, Local Thug. You moved in with the chick a little bit too soon, you know, not knowing exactly what she was capable of and what her she had a hidden agenda, and it was good that you put your name on a lease. All men, and I say this, and I teach my son this, if you paying a rent, put your name on a lease.
Exactly.
I don't care. We moved in together. My name is going on a lease, so if you mad and you want me out, no, you go. I'm not going. Bye.
Or you could do what she did and lie to the cops and say I threatened her after you couldn't get me to hit you and get a restraining order. You could do it like that, too, if you want.
Yeah, right? You can do it like that if you want to, but just be real with your situation because at the end of the day, you're the one that's hurting. I'm going to go to the hotlines and get some more love right now. Let's open up. It's a lot of y'all. Big shout-out, roll call. Shout-out to the 252, the 561, the 323, the 216, the 614, the 216, the 973, the 908, the 618, and the 718, and the 347. Big shout-out to y'all. But I'm going to open the line up to 323-354. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, man? What it do?
What's up? What's going on? This game, who's this? What's your name and where you calling from?
Man, this is a Ghetto Prophet. Okay, so I had to call you, the Ghetto Prophet. I had to call you to, you know what I mean, to tell you honestly, like, before we get into the whole mix, man, I thank you so much. Because it was because of your thoughts and your prayers, like, that I'm calling you right now. You know what I mean?
I told you. We claim this, yo. We claim this. Hey, Black, I said one of them Hail Mary prays over Ghetto Prophet, man, and look what happened. He here.
Yeah, man. That's a blessing, man. Like, word up. Like, I didn't even think I could come out, but I was listening to the story. Let me put my input on the story. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, but see, that's the way that the world is gone today. I mean, over cable? Are you serious? You know what I mean? Like, for real, that's the way the world is gone. It's like over small shit. People is dying every day, you know. Mm-hmm. So I mean, this music, we shout out to Tay Black, you know what I mean? Like, we've been chopping it up on Twitter. Mary Kay, you already know we've been chopping it up, you know. But yeah, I had to call you, you know what I mean, and get it in and just, you know, I've been listening to the show. I mean, I don't know no better show. I mean, even Power 106 way over here on the West Coast, you know what I mean? We got Power 106. Nah, for real. Like, I don't know no better show, like, than this shit right here, because you spit that real shit, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Most definitely. I try to keep it real and authentic, and my co-host Tay Black always hold me down, and anybody that know me and know that I chop it up, like, I go in. I ain't holding no grudges. Like, if I'm lying to you, I'm lying to myself. So I'm glad, first and foremost, Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, God. Thank you for giving us victory. We got favors today. Ghetto Prophet is here. We got to make sure that we keep being thankful and keep being aware of what's going on and the power that we hold within ourselves. Do not claim defeat. I don't know what it means. I don't know what no means. Unfortunately, Diva Mary Kay don't know what no means. I don't know what defeat is, because I know that I'm a child of God. I know that I'm here for a purpose. So no weapons formed against me shall not what?
Prosper.
I got the church in the building, y'all.
Yeah, but I was struggling with that, though. But you helped me, though, like, for real, like. So, man, I mean, you know what I mean? I really appreciate it. I'm sitting in the studio right now. I'm in Hollywood. The homie, he worked for Universal. You know what I mean? He got his shit. We playing that shit on the loudspeaker right now. Like, I can hear myself through his speakers, you know what I mean? But, like, word to mother, man, keep spitting that positive shit, because we looking over, like I told you, whatever you need on the West Coast, I got you.
It's not a game. Y'all definitely got to make sure y'all stay focused and stay tuned to Frontline Fridays. We're going to have Ghetto Prophet coming on, man, and he definitely got a message. Check, first of all, go to his website and check the bio first. Before you, because, and when I read this man bio, I'm like, this dude is me. How can he have through the same thing that I went through? How can it? And it was just crazy because I went through it with my son, and he went through it with his mother. So I'm like, I'm a reader, and I've been a reader, but I respect his grind, just like I respect Local Thug grind, man. And I'm just appreciative that you called into the show and do what you do. Like, we definitely gonna go in and you know, just keep it KIM, and like, I keep it real. I don't know the other way, man. I don't know the other way.
I dig that. Shout out to Local Thug, man. Well, let's get it. You know, Diva Mary Kay, keep doing your hot damn thing. Tay Black, what it do, my nigga? Like, for real, bro.
You already know. Hey, congratulations on that prosperity and all those blessings that you got coming to you, man. Like, big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Like, what's crazy, whenever we talk about you, yo, we always hear from you, because we was talking about you today, yo. Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to y'all. I'm with y'all, man. I mean, like I told you, Mary Kay, it's the thing about bridging the gap. People think that, East and West. Man, it ain't no East and West. It's Black. Right. You know what I mean? It's music. You feel what I'm saying? So whether you're from the East or West, we don't make too much difference of a music. I mean, if the music hit the heart, then it hit the heart. Then everybody is of one in this synergy. And that's what we got to understand before we can kind of start going forth and making music that change lives, man. That's what I do, man. So we're going to end it at that. I love y'all, man. That's word to Mother Diva Mary Kay. Stay black. Man, let's get it in. You know what I mean? We finna listen to the rest of the show on the big speakers. I think it's a game.
Definitely, man. We're going to go ahead and get go to, wow, that kind of just blew me away. I got a really big smile on my face, and I really want to get, I'm still waiting on Local Thugs, all his music to download, because he's coming on, but we're going to get more love. We see y'all. We got Intense Desire live on the line. We got the queen here. Queen, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, I was just listening to that ghetto mess, hot mess news. I have no, you know what, I got my ass whooped as a kid, and I didn't like it, so I have no desire to tell a man, I dare you to hit me.
Yeah, right.
I dare you to hit me. Like, I want more for women. I don't care what color a woman is. I want her to want more for herself than to be abused by anybody, man, woman, whoever, however you choose to love. Like, I want more for women than that. Like, we got to be stronger than that. It's something out here way more powerful than the fist. Like, that's not love. I don't and over small stuff, and I don't know the guy's name, but, like, living with the girl and she calling the police on him.
Yeah.
Local thug. You know what? That's nuts. And, you know, the laws are changing. I know out in Cleveland, if the police come out for domestic violence, both y'all going to jail.
Yep.
They don't even care no more. They tired of he said, she said. Like, people need to think twice before they who they love and who they give their heart to, because everybody that you love, you're not meant to be. Some things just shouldn't occur. I can't be with somebody that's a fighter. I don't want no man that's a fighter. Go box, but not me, not in home. Like, it's like you said, women have to communicate better. If I'm upset with you, I'm upset, but I'm not about to motherfuck you. You ain't shit, nigga. Fuck you. Get the fuck out in your face, screaming. Listen, I'm 5'3". I'm not dating anybody 5'3". I'm not about to jump in no man's face that's 6'2", 6'3", 250 pounds. It's not going to happen like that. Because once you put your hands on somebody, they're going to go into fight mode. I don't care how much they love you. They're going to go into self-defense mode. So if you hit somebody, my mother told me, if you hit, be prepared to get hit back. Don't matter who it is. That's crazy. Wow. Ladies,
and
we got to do better.
I mean, ladies, we have to do better. If it gets to the point that you can't communicate to your man without calling him and downgrading him and disrespecting him, first of all, you got to know that's your king. He is your king, queen. So if you have an issue with him, you need to be like, baby, look, I need to talk to you because I got some stuff on my mind. And if you can't get no get right with that man, well, get another one. We got options. And I think that's what we're about. First of all, I'm 5'7", 200 solid. I'm not a dude. I got a big-ass gun. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm not going to go to jail. You're not my child, so I ain't got no business putting my hands on you. That's one. But when it gets to the point, and that's why you got to know these chicks that you're dealing with, because any chick that constantly sit there and say, oh, I'm there for you to the end, I'm going to ride and die for you, I love you, and she ain't loving herself enough, that is a warning sign to all my men out there. That's a warning sign. Something is wrong with her. If she loving you and not loving herself enough, something is really wrong with her. And if she giving you 90% and only giving herself 10%, something ain't right.
Man.
Something ain't right.
You preaching. I feel like it's Sunday. We at church.
Yeah, how you going to give him 90% and only give yourself 10% and you ain't gave nothing to the Lord? Like, and you know, it's nothing. And then now you want to be mad at me because, you know, things ain't working how you want them to be. How the hell are you going to go get Gucci and Prada and we getting food stamps and Medicaid? We can't afford it. We cannot afford this.
I'm telling you, bitch, you got a gift because you speak on things that's been running through people's mind. I just had this conversation yesterday. I told somebody that if a man does not care about your well-being, even financially, if all he thinks that he could give you is hard dick and bubble gum and that's okay, that man don't care about you. if you got your income tax check back this week and he trying to get you to get him a PlayStation 3 and some games and he ain't saying bae, put some of that money to the side, you know, for rainy day. Let's take some of this weight off our shoulders and let's save some of this money. We paid our bills, got a couple outfits, went out, had dinner, did for the kids. Let's put the rest of this money in the bank. If all he can see is what he need, what he want with the rest of that money, that man don't love you. Like, if you don't love yourself, you don't recognize when somebody else don't love you because you don't know what love feel like.
And that's my question. How could you want somebody, how could you say to somebody to love you when you don't love your own self? And that's where this whole daddy situation, you know, come in. And even with just loving who you are, love your skin, love your beauty. And, you know, in the women, we try to get with dudes for what they got. No worry about what a man got. You need to worry about who he is. Is he going to love you for who you are and who you never will be? Do he encourage you to be the very best that you are? And that's the problem. And then when we moving in with each other, I like the fact that, you know, the whole situation with putting your name on the lease. I think all men should secure their position. If you move in with a woman, you should put your name on a lease. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to open up the line to 11111. What's going on, caller? We got a black caller on the line. What's your name and where you calling from? All right, go ahead and tune in. I ain't never mad. We're going to get back to some of this music right here. I got a joint by Domination called Smile For Me. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Matter of fact, I got Local Thugs, too. So after I play Domination, I'm going to go ahead into Local Thug music. Let's go.
Don DeMarco, this one is called Smile For Me. New Domination, Don DeMarco. I love sunny days. What? We need rain. Maybe it's God's way to heal. Watch our sins down the drain. I came outside in the morning feeling brand new. Smelling fresher than a glad day aroma candle. Stepping like a champ, it's nothing I can't handle. Smell about all of the money that I done ran through stupidly, but that don't mean nothing. Cause truthfully, we can't take it with us when we gone. Play the music, please, and let's enjoy the moments that we share. I know a couple good dudes that ain't making this year. Pouring liquor out, I'm saving my tears. I'm pouring liquor out, I'm saving my tears. Smile for me, everything's gonna be alright. Put your worries to the side and enjoy life. I don't really know what's going on in your life, but I want you to, want you to, want you to. Smile for me, everything's gonna be alright. Put your worries to the side and enjoy life. I don't really know what's going on in your life, but I want you to, want you to, want you to. I saw my mama hug her, saw my little girl, I love her, saw my little boy, I love them, sisters, brothers, aunts, and cousins. Kiss my girl twice for being there when I be bugging. She kept it 99 plus another 100. And to the friends that was here, when things wasn't peaches and cream, just blood, sweat, and tears. This drink's for you, let's toast it up, let's toast it up. Real, recognize real, I ain't gonna hold you up. And if you ever need a shoulder to lean on, a bite to eat, or a pillow to sleep on, just think of me and sing the Golden Girls theme song. Dial my number up and tell me what you need, dawg. I can't complain about my life not being perfect. When kids are starving, people dying, being murdered. Preachers touching little boys, they all perverted. Hypocrites and got the nerve to say they worship God. Smile for me, everything's gonna be alright. Put your worries to the side and enjoy life. I don't really know what's going on in your life, but I want you to, want you to, want you to. Smile for me, everything's gonna be alright. Put your worries to the side and enjoy life. I don't really know what's going on in your life, but I want you to, want you to, want you to.
I ain't your runner, the man, love.
about it, sit and stand. If you're too inquisitive, then you're plugging the cell. Hunger is ill, that's why I come with the steel. I'm on the hump for them bells, and yo, it's nothing to kill. So, when the gather fears, if you wanna see another day, then I better see some rabbit ears. Nope, not an antenna. I'm a damn center all year round. Summer, spring, fall, and winter, yeah, nigga. You heard what I said, right? Nothing gonna stop me, not even a red light. Local cops irritated, even the feds tight. Snitching the treason and the reason to end life. I keep the stuff if cheap is so much, piff. You would think they made weed legal or some shit. I always find myself knee deep in some dumb shit. It's nothing cause I keep a D eagle and dump clips. And niggas eager to run lips. I leave them walking with a cane and the reason ain't bum hips. That's your number one bitch. Damn, she got some lips. Ass is all fat and the succulent plump tits. I'm popping out the bra. How bizarre. She like jumping in the V, giving top, popping out the car. But I ain't complaining. I'm drunk, smoking a blunt, getting sucked, doing a buck, nigga, and the training. That's what I call entertaining. Flash the gauge, quick action, shameless. Kicking in the door with the mask, you're stainless. I'm here to ask for payment. And if you give it up quick, I'll make it fast and painless. Chrome plated blick, V got amazing tint. Check my passenger seat. You probably find a naked bitch. It's down to pop off, then get dropped off. I unzip my pants to knock the socks off. Still, I don't fuck, I just get topped off. That's how I get my rocks off. I spit that hot sauce. Not just anyone can handle it. My gun won't fit in the trunk till I dismantle it. I call your wife Mary Magdalene. Cause when she's done with me, it's gone to my family. My men's in them. I still bust a hammer. And that one in a hand to hand. For these days, compassion is the grammar, man. Reminiscing automatics, I told. Got me safe across the border while I'm traffic is dope. Dramatic, I know. Sometimes you do what you gotta do. Banana clips for the time, there's a lot of you. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm ready for that. You wanna put the guns down, then I'm ready to strap. Only fucked your bitch once, cause the heady was whacked. So rest assured, I will never be back. I'm sitting plenty of yak. Yeah, I still drive if I need to. And even if I don't, plus I'm frying some weed too. Stay in the school zone that I wouldn't speed through. I know you can't wait for the sequel.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all the new music lives, all the indie artists live, all the hot artists live, all the go-getters come to live. I got my co-host live in the building with me right now, Tay Black. Tay Black, tell them what the it is.
What's good? Shout out to all my artists, man. Shout out to Y-Dot. Shout out to the lady Y-Dot, man. She said she had the Parmesan on the potatoes, though.
Yo, she said she had the Parmesan on the potatoes, though, man. Damn.
Yo, man, we need to take a trip over that joint just to get the food. We need to have a family sit down and eat.
We definitely had a queen come and cook, yo. Word up.
Yeah.
And I foot the grocery bills. You know a chick. You know I got a chick that got some food stamps I buy every month. I buy her ass out. Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, we're going to go half. I'm your co-host. I'm going to go in half with you with the food stamp chick.
We're going to try to get a sister food stamp card, too, man. And we're going to have a clean cook.
Matter of fact, you get the food, I'm going to get the liquor, because you know you can't get liquor or batteries on a WIC car. You know you can't. None of that.
Yeah, I mean, that made me smash something right there. Speaking of smash something, that was just Local Thug with smash something, that joint right there. We definitely will go down to Panda and get your feedback from that one. I like the beat on that. I like his delivery on that situation. But I come to find out that Local Thug like a lot of heads.
I could get into the reason why, but I don't even know if that's really appropriate for the situation, though.
We're going to do that on another show because I got a chick, Nate Thal, and she wants to do a show about Becky and how to properly give Becky. So I will have y'all battle back and forth on the show. So we're going to save that for the next show. But, you know, Tay Black, tell me what you think about that joint right there.
Definitely goes, man. I'm happy that he chose like a dope beat. Like people won't even. You gotta respect Red Man. You know what I mean? And the fact that he went in on that joint, like after Red Man, like yo, that joint is dope, man. Like that, man. Cause that man, go hard. So you know what I'm saying? He did his thing on that joint.
For sure, for sure. Let's get more feedback. We got the Queen live in the building with that intense desire. Queen, tell us what you think.
Oh wow. Well, I mean. Yeah, he definitely like a lot of head. He gonna lay somebody's jaw in, like the girl, her whole mouth gonna give out. like in moderation, but no, I definitely dig the beat and the delivery though. It's definitely a good look. You play, that's the song you play for a chick when you don't want to be rude. You don't want to be like, can I get some head? So you just play that and then he hit her like, you know what? I really fucked with that song. Like, I fuck with everything he's saying.
I told y'all, yeah, that's definitely pimping 101 right there. Let's go ahead. We got Rock a Block live in the building all the way from Brick City. Rock a Block, what up, man?
Hello.
What's happening? You already know, yo. Rock a Block is the only one. It's a couple other heads that call me EB's up front, real swinging. So I'm going to tell y'all the backstory behind this. And I know y'all going to fall out. But when I was about 18, you know, I was out on the block or whatever the case may be. And I was doing my numbers. I was the only chick out there moving weed. So, you know, that was before they started getting the female cops on to the situation. But I was moving weed, and this dude, he was riding in his car, and he was looking at my fatty, and he wasn't paying attention. So he riding down the block, and he pulled his EBs up and ended up getting into an accident. So that's how you come the EBs up front wheel spinning right there. There it is. Because his EBs and his shit was spinning after he hit that car. So there it is.
Will
spinning. Shout out to Brick City. Shout out to Stuyvesant. Shout out to Lennox. Shout out to Underwood. Yo, shout out to 18th Avenue. Shout out to all my Hooterville heads. Ivy Hill. What's good, man? Rock a Block, holla at us, man.
Hey, I ain't got nothing much to say, but I just want to tell you. Nah, nothing. I ain't got nothing to say. I mean, I read what you was going to be talking about tonight, but I don't know. You ain't asking me nothing. Like, what's really good, though?
It is what it is. That's what I got my co-host in, so you can go ahead and just tune in now. I'm going to close your mic up for a second. We've been talking about this whole situation with the XXL Presents the 2011 freshman class. And my thing is, for all the artists out there, are you in this class or are you working to be in a XXL magazine for next year, for 2012? So Tay Black is going to go into more details about that. And, you know, I got music from Sci-High, The Prince. He got a joint called I'm On One Remix. I got another joint right here from Kendrick Lamar featuring Gucci Mane. Kendrick Lamar featuring Gucci Mane called Vanity Slave. That actually fits right into what Gucci is doing. And Fred the Godson, yo, shout out to Fred the Godson, yo. He go hard.
Yeah. Like, he doing his thing, man. Like, and it's good to see his grind, because I was reading up on him. And again, you know what I mean, my plug for the night, shout out to GhettoNewsFlash.com. But, like, his story, like, you know what I mean, he was like a street rapper, you know what I mean, straight battle rapping cat, did the mixtapes, popped them joints out. And the attention of some you know, well-connected people, they put him on, and, like, his grind is crazy. I think he had, like, some videos for his last mixtapes, I think, man. You know what I mean? Like, he a big dude, but, like, yo, flow, crazy. And matter of fact, I remember he had a lot of health problems growing up. Like, he had asthma, for instance. But he said that when he was rapping, whenever he would rap, his asthma would never bother him. You know, and he felt like that was, like, a blessing. Like, that was a sign from God that maybe that was something that he needed to do. And, you know, I think that's good. Like, when you can really relate to an artist, when they got, like, a strong backstory, it ain't just, yeah, you know, I've been doing my thing. I just started rapping yesterday, you know, but, you know, shout out to such a guy. Like, you really put your grind in there, and you really got something real, some truth about you. Like, people relate to that. You know, they drawn to that. So you want to see that person further develop and further grow. So shout out to Fred the Godson. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, too. You know what I mean? The grinder on the West. It's a lot of artists, but I'm going to turn it back over to you, Diva, just to
Fred the Godson had actually performed in New York, and he did this thing. He acted like he was having an asthma attack, and he fell down on the stage. And then dudes was running up to him like, son, you okay, son? You okay, son? And he bust out like, I'm too fat. I fuck around and have an asthma attack. And he was laying on the stage, and then he started to perform. So I think that's definitely, like, hot right there to have that creativity and keep the crowd on their seat. So I think people was kind of mad, but they was able to appreciate what he did there. So we're going to get into this track right here, Fred the Godson featuring Votto, and it's called Headbanger. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend and tell a friend that we getting it popping over here.
Fred the Godson. Votto, that's what y'all been waiting for, right? Remo the Hitmaker on the beat, shit. Fresh, Votto, Toast, Moscato, clap when a nigga getting chips. What? Bravo, I open up shop, fiends rush in. Drago, for the record, I came with the Mac, Serato, shit. Bad, the ladies praise him. Shorty call me Durag and kinda waving. What you wanna get into? Let's hit the days in. Room president, you Bush, Reagan. She a model and she look Asian. Me and Votto like Reggie Bush on a raven. Shorty said I tried to game her. I came in the crib unexpected. Prima, I get down GS. No Chris Brown BS. Medallion the size of a Nintendo DS. Shirt Italian, chain on the 3X. Every verse styling, stop the beat, BX. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block is. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Everything but Christ. Ask me, these niggas is everything but nice. Like you see me in everything but mics. I doubt that, cause I don't do everything just nice. Boomerang, I'm the next Marcus. Smooth as Eric when they barefoot on the red carpet. No wonder, no good in the bread market. Pardon, but make sure them bottles is red sparkling. Don't stop, let the beat bill. What's your mortgage car note? That's a cheap bill. Don't worry about it, I got it long as we speak still. Nothing out of this, nothing, that's how my week feels. Wish I could bring her back, chill. Fuck that, chill. Fuck that, fuck that. Getting money for six, frontin', we love that. Pulling out in the six, starting, we does that.
I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block get. Then I wake up with your top chick. From Germany, Dirk Nowitzki, the Mavericks. Cuban in the front like the owner. Stash the pounds of sour, cause the aroma. 34 for that Melanie Fiona. Fred the God's the one, I thought I told ya. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block get. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Cause you ain't ready for this headbanger. Cause you ain't ready for this headbanger. Cause you ain't ready for this headbanger.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building right there. That was Fred the Godson featuring Vado, man. That was Headbanger right there. And we've definitely been chopping it up with Tay Black's Music Corner, man. He definitely introduced us to that joint right there. And you can check it out. Check it out. They got the Double XL has the, Tay, help me out.
It's the 2011 freshman class.
Most definitely. And where can I go to get that information right there?
I'm going to tell you the best place. I mean, you can definitely go to www.xxlmag.com. But for real, to keep it real funky with you, go to www.ghettonewsflash.com. The homie right there, like, she got a nice site, and it's set up so that if you want to, like, peep the music from the freshman 11, she's got videos up, she got YouTube clips, all that. And she's got a brief, you know, little history on all of them, background, where they from, what they doing. So go to www.ghettonewsflash.com. Check that joint out. You'll get a list of all the new artists that's out, you know what I mean, and really see they grind. And, you know, see, like, whether or not you should be in that place next year, too. I mean, I think it's something to strive for, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely keeping the competition healthy. I think it's been a while since somebody sparked the interest of the younger cats out here to be like, all right, well, can I get on this list? You know what I mean? Am I going to be eligible to get up there? You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Big shout out to XX for doing that.
Most definitely. Let's get feedback. We got the hotlines lighting up. 562-313. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, this is your boy Hobo calling from the city by the sea, Long Beach, California.
What's going on, man? It's always a blessing to have Hobo call into the show, man. This is definitely a G. He definitely on his grind, and he know what's going on around here. What's going on, my brother?
Oh, nothing but staying sucker free, that's all.
Yeah, I know, right? We talking about this Double XL presents the 2011 freshman class. You know, he got people on there like, you know, Diggie Simmons. Diggie Simmons is definitely going hard to paint. You got Fred the Godson that's on that joint right there. You got Kendrick Lamar featuring Gucci Mane with Vanity Slave. We're going to go into that in a little bit. And they even got Lil B and Justin Bieber up there. So, you know, you being in the game, actually being a veteran, like, and the experience that you have and the knowledge that you have, you know, how do you feel about this whole lineup situation? How do you feel about Double XL as well?
I feel that Double XL, if they're doing something positive like that, because I'm seeing from what I'm hearing and trying to understand, and understanding is that they're trying to put people out there that's really on their grind and help them shine even more, and that's very appreciated in the game. So my hat go off to anyone in the game that's trying to do some stuff like that, especially for the youngsters, to give them an opportunity to see more than what, you know what I'm saying, the limitations.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We got to get out of that whole flea in a jar situation. And for those who don't know what the flea in a jar situation is, you can take some fleas, let's say about 50 of them, you put them in a jar, right? You put the top on it. By nature, they're going to try to jump up and get out of that jar. But if you leave them in there after a few days to a week, you can take the top off and they won't try to jump out of that jar. That's because they're conditioned to their environment and they think this is where they're supposed to be. So with that being said, you got to analyze your situation right now, whether you're a host of the show, whether you're an artist, a producer, a singer, an entrepreneur, a business owner. Are you a flea in a jar? Have you just met the minimum of your situation? We know that, you know, we are, our success is unlimited. So, you know, you got to look at yourself and say, have I put my own self in a jar?
I can say I have. You know what I'm saying? I have limited myself. I have stunted my growth. I have backslid from a straight road to, like, going left to right, you know what I'm saying, straddling the fence. I can say I did that because without me saying that, you know what I'm saying, I will never know for a fact what I'm doing with myself. I got to admit to myself that I'm doing that to be able to conquer that mm-hmm. and overcome that and master myself to move forward.
Honesty will help you, will gain you. Go ahead.
In a real way, because the person that if I sit here and keep on refusing and denying that I'm messing up, I ain't going to never get nothing right. I'm going to be like, can't get right. dumb and letting people make money off of me. You see what I'm saying? To the point where they're going to get tired of me being a risk, you know what I'm saying, and shoot me away. And like you said, you know what I'm saying, the flea in the jar syndrome, you can call that the fly in front of the flashy light in the supermarket.
Yeah.
You can call that the allegory of the keg. You can call that the homeboy that don't want to leave the hood, and if he do leave the hood, he don't take the homeboy mind state with him, so on and so forth. It's time to mature and grow up, and that's what I'm choosing to do, and I ain't going to never turn back from it again.
That's definitely what's up, and I got everybody mic open on that, and I definitely want to get everybody opinion on that. So we're going to start at the top with Tay Black. We're going to go to Local Thug. We're going to go with Intense Desire, and then we're going to hit Rock a Block Up. So Tay Black, go ahead and comment on that situation right there, man.
You know what? I think that you can already tell when a person's growing by their response to their past and stuff like that. Like, if you can say to yourself, you know, I knew I was doing this and that, and I want to do something different now. If you're conscious and you're aware of what you're doing and now you want to try to do better, that's a good positive sign of growth. You know, that's whether you're an artist, whether you're a lawyer, doctor, whether you're the trash man. If you're the trash man and you like, you know what, I did not dump that trash can like I was supposed to the other day, you know what I mean, but I'm going to try to do better. Any personal growth, positive.
In a real way. Because small growth turn into large growth. Once an individual is conscious and aware of what they're doing and accomplish one thing, that's going to force them to accomplish more things. When you get to the point where you got people around you tell you, you look stupid, I call those the ones that got the crow thoughts instead of the peaceful thoughts of the dove. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to be humble like the dove. They always want to be thinking wild and rapidly, chasing their tail like a dog and letting their thoughts run wild to the point where they end up in jail or either dead. Me, I refuse to be a sucker for fantasies. I'd rather stand on a real mountain of truth instead of that mountain of lies any day.
I said that then when Ghetto Prophet called into the show. I said, if I'm lying to you, I'm lying to myself. I don't have time to lie to myself. I lied to myself for a long time. So there's no need for me to lie to you because I'm lying to me. And the queen can understand that. That's why she keep keying because she knows what it is. If I'm lying to you, I'm lying to myself. If I point my finger at you, it's three fingers pointing right back at me. I definitely want to get Local Thug opinion on this situation. He got this joint called Good While It Lasted, and after we get the comments, we going to go into that. But, you know, Local Thug, I definitely want to get your comments on this whole situation right here.
Well, I feel like every single body, no matter who you are, is guilty of that flea in the jar. Like, even if it's not on an overall basis, When it comes to individual things that go throughout the course of your life, like as Americans especially, and people in this day and age, we're lazy. You know what I mean? Now, some lazier than others, you know, some as compared to the rest of the crowd seem like we're hard working, but we all remember those stories. Oh, I used to have to walk 12 miles in the snow to school. Nobody does that shit anymore. You know what I mean? So there's going to be certain things in your life that you don't want to do that can be done physically, that might just take a lot more effort than you're willing to put into it, and you're going to blame it on your surroundings why it's not possible and why anything's possible.
In a real way, instead of accepting the fact that it was your choice to fuck up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and that's definitely what I want to say about that, because a lot of people be saying, oh, I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment. Let me tell y'all something. I made it out the hood without a GED, without a degree. I made it out the hood being a single mother. I had my son when I was 20 years old. I made it out the hood. I got my own show back in college now. Like, is y'all serious? How you going to tell me that you can't make it? You want to know why you can't make it? Because you said you can't. And being that you said you can't, you already defeated yourself. But I'm going to tell you something. When you ready to say you can, I'm right here. I'm right here to make sure you get to where you're trying to go. And at the end of the day, it's the encouragement. See, everybody want to say, oh, they messing up, they a flea. But can you offer me some help? Can you believe in me anyway without me getting international exposure? Can you believe in me anyway? Can you encourage me and say, you know what, Queen, you know what, King, I'm proud of you, and I believe that you can get that GED. I believe that you can get your license. I believe that you can have a stable income. I believe that you won't move every 3 months. I believe in you.
Yes,
so while we over here saying this all the time, we got to start encouraging one another. Anything that you have, and let me just say this real quick, and I'm going to get to the queen. Anything that somebody else has, whether it's money, wealth, fame, they're in a different position, you can have it too. If you don't have it right now, if you don't have it right now, it ain't for you. You're not ready. You got to understand, you got to be prepared for this. How can I give you a Lexus? That's just like, let's say this. You get a Lexus, right? But God told you to get you a little Hyundai. But you're like, nah, I need a Lexus. I need to whip it. But now you ain't got this Lexus. You can't afford the car payments. You can't afford the insurance. And on top of that, you done went and tinted it out and put chromes on it, and the police is pulling you over every 5 blocks. You're not ready, baby. You ain't got no legal representation. So let's be comfortable wherever you planted at right now, wherever your situation is right now. If you got $1.25 in your pocket and a can of beans in the damn cabinet, that is where you're supposed to go at. So go. Go.
In a real way.
Beans and hot dogs in a minute. What? I can have money in my pocket and still go and eat a pack of oodles and noodles. I ain't no joke, baby. What? All right, now that I took y'all to church, I'm going to go to Intensive's Eye. Intensive's Eye, you let us know what's going on, then I'm going to go into Waka Block, because I want everybody to get their opinion is, and I want everybody to be mindful that your mic is open.
Oh, wow. You know, I could go on this forever, only because I know what the grind feels like, and you just got to be very careful about who is around you. Because nothing is worse than a yes man. I don't need a yes man around me. If I'm fucking up, excuse my language, let me know that I'm out here making some shitty decisions, because I just might not see it. But when you got a bunch of yes people around you, they're going to tell you yes regardless, because they want to see you fall. Nobody who wants to succeed and see you succeed is going to tell you yes always, because there's nobody out here in this world, I don't care how successful you are, who every decision is their best decision. That's why you get a team of people, because if your best decision is not being made, your team is going to tell you. They're going to be honest with you. And, like, people have a habit of surrounding themselves with fleas. They want to party. They want to spend the money. They want to ball out. They want to pop bottles. They want to get bitches, intimidate niggas. But ain't no real moves being made. Y'all making temporary money. I tell people all the time, you hustling for temporary money. Hustle for lifetime money. Hustle to be set for life. Get a financial advisor. Get a lawyer. Get somebody who's just a step or four ahead of you, because they know what you need to do to get where they at. Like, it's just a mess. I really had somebody call me the other day and was like, are you alive? Because nobody hears from you. You don't come hang out with us. What? Are you serious? Do you realize that I'm working 2 jobs and going to school? I'm not trying to pop a bottle too. I don't want to take no shots of Patron. I want to get to the top. Like, I can make it rain on you when I get to the top, because I'm going to be that high up that it's just going to sprinkle down on everybody. I can't make it rain on you if we on the same level, if we at ground zero.
And it may be too far at the bottom. I'm going to be too high. You're going to be waiting years to get touched by that money, man. Like, you're going to be waiting years to get touched by that money, because you're so caught up, you know, at the bottom. And, you know, I'm going to just move on, you know, because I want to get more opinions on this. Rocker Block, go ahead and go on the feet, the fleas in a jar situation at 215. Rock out, I see you. About to get to you.
Hey, no doubt. Hey, take this all right. You know me. I'm a peaceful guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Already off the top, you know what I mean? And it's all about humbling ourselves. You know what I'm saying? humbling ourselves, meaning how, you know, it shows who we really are when we humble ourselves. You know what I mean? And what we are sinners. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We got a little static in the background. I'm going to have to put you on mute, Rocka Block. I apologize about that, but I'm going to have to come back to you to get your opinion. But I'm going to go to Y.B. And before I, you know, open up Y.B., I have to say it's a pleasure to be able to be on a line with like minds. This show is so much than just us coming on. It's a place that we can come and have a good time and network and build minds. Get your opinion out. It's very important, but it feels so good to be of like-minded people and understand that we are leaders. It's the reason why we here. We have a position that people are going to follow us, so they need this information. The good thing about it, these shows are... No, Y-Dot, I cannot open up the line to you. It's too noisy. So when you get somewhere, press the one button to come out the call queue and come back in. Let's go back to Rocka Block. Rocka Block, I hear you clear.
Okay. Well, listen, so I was saying, you know, when we humble ourselves, it shows who we really are. You know what I'm saying? And as sinners, we need forgiveness and healing from, you know, the Most High God or whatever, right? And, you know, when we humble ourselves, it admits that we are sinners and we acknowledge God and we depend on God. And what we depend on God for is for life, food, clothes, all of that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when we do that and we show how powerless we are to God, and by doing that, we are blessed even more because we acknowledge the higher power. You know, mm-hmm. We acknowledge who God is. And then by doing that, we can allow, he can trust us with bigger and better things when we can do something as small as humbling ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just think that that's important to know, and that's important to put into our everyday practice, our everyday life.
And if you look at Russell Simmons, he's a very, very humble man. I'm talking about very, very humble man, but very successful. I mean, he does have a very strong and arrogant streak with himself, but he's a humble dude. Like, you know, and that's what it's all about. He refer. So
he tapped into his tree of life. And that's what a lot of individuals fail to do. They fail to tap into their tree of life. And that only consists of the first spirit, which is basically what the brother before you started speaking again was speaking on humbleness, peace. Peace is a sign of when you calm and patient and basically level-headed at all times through difficult things in your life. If you can hold on to that.
It gives you the right attitude.
Yeah. Your IQ level rises. Your IQ level rises to the point where now you see stuff clear. So now you got a positive attitude because you see it for what it really is. When you're stressed out and discombobulated, now you got a low IQ because you can't function right. Your brain, your mind is thinking fast and all that type of stuff. So in order to have peace, you first must humble yourself, like you say, to go within yourself and be level-headed at all times. Level-minded is the best-minded at all times. A man that got thoughts that race will always end up in that fictitious rat race that he provides to himself because he chooses to take on it.
Say that. We're going to get to Y.B., man. Y.B. alive. Your mic is now wide open. Holler at us.
What up, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Rocka Block, man. I swear you know how to put it every time, man. Like, real talk. You like what you have. I'm a nigga that know how to talk. I know how to talk, but that's crazy how you just, you know what I'm saying? You like we put a man on silent mode, but, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, that was up,
I'm serious, though. Like, I mean, you know what, though? Even when we did the spiritual, you know what I'm saying, putting the money through Friday, you know what I'm saying? Like, Waka always hit it on the head, though. Like, so it's like way crazy just to share, you know what I'm saying? Like, just to even share that type of thought process with an individual, you know what I'm saying? For him coming from, matter of fact, I'll take it even deeper. For him coming from where he came from Diva coming from where she came from, like even for myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not cleanse, you know what I'm saying, of coming from a fucked up background. But, you know what I'm saying, just for y'all coming from where y'all come from to be able to leave, to be able to share that link, you know what I'm saying, with you, with Watt, you know what I'm saying, with Tay, of just a spiritual link, you know what I'm saying, that's just so hot, like beyond hot. And, you know what I'm saying, that's a blessing beyond blessings, literally. So I don't even know if I can follow up on that, literally.
I think the most important thing at the end of the day, your faith has to be stronger than your will. Your
most
faith
definitely
has to be stronger than your will, and you can't be afraid to, you know, tell God that I love you and I worship you and I understand that you have a calling on my life. Like a lot of people want to be rich. Oh, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be famous. I'm about to get this money. We about to do it big.
Oh,
but what if it wasn't in God's plan for you to be rich? That's what
you know,
I'm
saying. Crazy. What's crazy is, and I tell Candace this all the time, people get the wrong perception of why that be. Yo, y'all can have this rap shit. Literally, y'all can have it. Like, y'all can have all these parties we throw. Y'all can have this little, like, fresh shit. Yo, at the end of the day, like, God bless me. So, whether I'm rapping, whether I'm doing parties, whether we doing events, whether we doing charities, at the end of the day, I'm gonna be great. Man, my kids gonna be good because my faith with God is just so, my faith with God is just so unbelievable. Like, I have a relationship with him that I have with nobody else. Because at the end of the day, I'm not saying that Diva Mary Kay will ever turn her back on me. Not saying that a Candace will ever never turn her back on me. But at the end of the day, when people don't feel like being bothered, shit, God always there. Every day, literally. In the week, if I wake up crying at 2:30 in the morning, like, Lord, I can't take this. My sister, I miss my sister. I can't really take this. Why are you doing this to me? Yo, he there every single day. So, like, my faith is just so much. My faith made me to who I am today, literally. Like, without rap, without me having a name for myself, without me having stacks and stacks on decks, without me having anything, like, my faith made me to who I am today. Like, all they can have all this shit. I can care less. Because at the end of the day, I got my faith and I got my family. And I love you so much, Diva Mary Kay.
I love you, baby. I love you too, baby. I love y'all right back. I got to get on my Monique. I love you right back, baby. I swear I do. I love y'all right back, man. And you know what? And just like Local Thug said, it's good while it lasted. Do not sit there and sit back and think that you're supposed to get these blessings. Don't think that you're supposed to be living the life that you live in. And let me tell you something. In order to be blessed, you got to find the to be blessed is to suffer. And to suffer is to find the to suffer is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find the understanding in suffering. You got to understand why you suffering. I understand why I suffered all those years. I understand that my mother passed when I was 17. I had my sister and my brother to take care of. My first love died when I was 18. My son's father turned around and died when I was 20. I understand now. I understand why I went through all of that, why I lost those people in my life, because I'm a tool to be used. But you better get right, get yourself right with the Lord, get yourself right with your situation, because it's only good, and it's good while it lasted, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, EMT. We about to get into this hot track by a Local Thug called Good While It Lasted. Let's go.
As you can see, I'm on the move right now. There ain't things I gotta do right now. Our time was good while it lasted, but I gotta leave. While it lasted, but I gotta leave. It was a hot summer night, loving the AC, zoning out while I'm bumping the Jay-Z. Usually when I'm in my zone, nothing could faze me, but then I got the call. Oh, her name is Stacy, she with her friend Danielle. Sounding like they wanna pop, but I can't tell. Phone died, so I hit it from my pants cell. All dressed up to hit the club when they plans fell. They want me to swing through with a list of shit that they want me to bring to. Looking at my watch and it's a 2:45. Oh, you know what that means. My man said this could be a trap, please. Girl, I got keys and I'm moving the back street. Arrived at my destination. Jokingly apologize that I kept him waiting. Now she opened up the thighs without hesitating. Look at my size and my surprise, I'm almost getting naked. As you can see, I'm on the move right now. A million things I gotta do right now. Our time was good while it lasted, but I gotta leave it. As you can see, I'm on the
but I gotta leave. A little time passed, but now it's gotta be four. As I go to verify, I hear a knock at the door. No worries though, that's what I brought the Glock on me for. Been through this at least a dozen times, probably more. Both bitches passed down and they gotta be sore. If killing pussy was a crime, catching bodies galore. Proceed to the entrance. Now what is in store? Something just don't feel right, and I wanna be sure. When I get there, I see a bad bitch with red hair, hands on the pants, so I'm guessing that it's wet there. I invite her in. Now she begging me to slide it in. No, I guess she know what time it is. Late night. How much better can your timing get? This the kind of bitch that niggas wait online to hit. But not me. I'm just trying to find a spliff. It's daylight now, so I'm guessing that it's time to dip. As you can see, I'm on the move right now. A million things I gotta do right now. Our time was good while it lasted, but I gotta leave. As you can see, I'm on the move right now. A million things I gotta do right now. Our time was good while it lasted, but I gotta leave.
I gotta leave it, man. I definitely see I'm on a move right now, man. That was a joint by Local Thug called Good Wild Lasted. Tay Black, what you think about that joint right there?
Definitely dope, man. I like that beat too, man. That beat is
I like the beat.
Yeah, real smooth. You can really jam off that joint.
I definitely like the beat right there. He was like, I know these chicks gotta be sore. I think you men out there, yo, y'all be boosting yourself, man. I swear. Maybe because I know me. Like I know the diva. So all that soreness, nah. I mean, maybe that's for those little bitty bitches. Ooh, Chay, I'm sorry.
Let me comment on that. It's surprisingly enough, is this it is for me? You know, I swear to God, my whole life, like going back, it was the little ones that take it like a champ. It's the bigger ones that are like
I can definitely understand that situation.
Let me
right
stop. I'm already in the doghouse. No comment. Yeah, no comment. I ain't got no comment.
Yeah.
You exempt from that one. We got you.
Yeah, no. We need to just sit back, you know, just fall back while I die. Because you are all on Twitter talking about where the strippers at. Oh, and I want to add to that about, I had somebody answer my question. I said, you know, if you're flirting online, is it considered cheating? And a woman actually answered back to that. So, for the love of said, no, online ain't real. It's harmless. So, she felt like if you're flirting online, it's not real. It's harmless. So, a woman actually said that. But at the end of the day, Diva Mary Kay says, love is part-time, full-time, all the time. If I ain't scouting for the dick online, then you ain't scouting for nothing else online. That's how I look at it.
You know what I look at it like this? Like, it's harmless in the sense that it's harmless, like, for a single dude to be doing that shit because you ain't going to get nowhere with that. Any girl that's going to be flirting with you online is just playing you. Like, they ain't going to meet up with you. Like, you're just looking desperate right there. You know what I'm saying? When you have a girl and you doing that shit, like, you just looking bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just making her look bad. Like, damn, like, this nigga got me at home. Meanwhile, he's out there having a whole bunch of bitches that's not even going to meet up with him and not even going to give him no pussy anyway. So, like, he's willing to piss me off and make me look suspect right now to not even get no pussy. Like, if he was at least going to fuck them, maybe I could understand a little bit what he's doing. But if he ain't going to fuck, like, why is he even going? Why? For what?
What's the point? That's because a lot of niggas is vanity slaves.
Oh,
vanity slaves, man. And you know what? I say that not to take no stabs, but all these chicks that you see with the back shots and whatnot, I say save it for your man, not for the avatar. That's one. And they playing you. If they learn from men, it's pit one-on-one. If even Mary Kay decided to put these 40s in a thong, put some heels on, bend it over, y'all going to buy it because it's crack. But I got a man. So you fantasizing about getting in front of your box. and whatnot. You're getting your front of your boxes all wet and whatnot. You got the sticky, icky, ooh-wee. You spending your money, and I'm sitting here chopping it up with my man on a king-size bed. Vanity slate. Yo, let's get into it right now. We got Kendrick Lamar featuring Gucci Man. This song called Vanity Slave. I definitely want y'all feedback on it. Let's go, man. It's your girl Diva Mary K. You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays with the best co-host in the world, Tate Black, man. Let's get it.
Well, you people don't know Kendrick. You don't know him, but you say you want some more Kendrick. I'm about to show him everything inside this human being. I'm still growing, I'm a premature baby in this crazy life that we adore. Doors on the Lamborghini, I want them, can't afford them, so I tell the swap meet to clone them. I guess I really am a vanity slave. I guess my ancestors turning in their grave, burning money when I get it. Fuck a life savings, overdraft bank statements, just to make a statement when I put this fashion on. I'm a fashion junkie, picking cotton in the country. I bought the house of country, whips and chains, Jacob know my name, he called me Kunta. And my brother, we come from the same modern world. That's your girl, I see she rocking Fendi, try this on. If it ain't upscale, then you may offend me, copping everything in sight, ignoring they sacrifice. Amnesia, if I see the black pizza in my hand tonight, I show my dick is in. That's a punchline. They was hot and I was ice. That's ironic, huh? Put around town that I'm all about the bitches. Put around town that I love my 26. Put around town that I gotta stay paid. Lord, please forgive me, I'm a vanity.
It's a douche, cock and shoot. Found my sweat, but lost my roof.
Lord, please forgive me, I'm a vanity.
See my Audemars stick, that's my Audemars top.
My people hell rose, niggas that ain't had shit for 400 years, overcompensate by over-accessorizing with gear. Man, I don't see my vision. I do it for the love of hip-hop and the love of bitches. Am I a hypocrite? Every day I'm contradicting. I think of how I'm living, then I watch how I'm living. I know this can't be right, my conscience tell me to stay righteous. It's unlikely to see what I like and say I don't like it. Biggest dilemma, my priorities ignoring me. I wanna move accordingly, but baby steps are premature. Remember, I'm flying to the south and I'll be gone to November to see my family tree, but it's a shame I'm yelling out timber.
Welcome welcome back, welcome back, y'all. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT, and we get in that after hour session on right now. The after hour session is only for the adult and the mature. So if you are of the age of 18 years and under, please hang up the phone. And you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host Bob in the building. That joint was hot right there. I like Vanity Slave, man. I'm actually feeling it, and I listen to the lyrics. To anybody that know Diva Mary Kay, I know I got my Radio Raheem smooth in my ear, and I listen to the lyrics. I don't listen to the beat. And if your music is able to paint a picture for me, then it's hip-hop in my eyes. So I definitely want to go down the panel and say, Black, tell me what you think about Kendrick Lamar featuring Gucci Mane, Vanity Slave.
Man, well, first, shout out to my dude, DJ Anonymous. He really put me on, like, I want to say last year when I met up with him, he put me on to Kendrick Lamar. And, you know, I always check for him. And I think the track is dope, you know, because it's a concept song. You know, mm-hmm. you think of the phrase Vanity Slave, you might think it's going to go one track. Actually, I mean, it's more of a, you know, just taking a look at yourself, you know, some social commentary. And then, you know, it's funny, the fact that he got Gucci Mane up there, it's kind of like a mix. I'm saying, like, it's like...
Is Gucci Mane trying to redeem himself? Is he trying to, you know, say some Hail Marys in his song? Gucci, please.
Who knows? Because, I mean, you know, maybe it just goes to show that you might see a person one way, you know, but then again, they might be on some other type stuff, too. You know, I guess don't judge a book by its cover.
There always is. And when you got an ice cream cone tatted on your face with lightning bugs and the ice cream cone, I mean, I don't know how to look at you, but like a you damn just, fool.
I mean, you just got to say thank you.
Yo, I was like, damn, I didn't want to answer that. Like, I'm like, yo, I was waiting for you to get to me, and I was about to be like, damn, man, like, you really want my honest opinion? Like, can't take this man seriously.
Hey, take. Hey, you ain't even got to say it. I'm going to say it for you. You sweet as fuck with a big-ass ice cream cone on your motherfucking face, homie. You sweet. Please do not come this way with that. You sweet. Like, you get no respect from me. Literally, I don't care what the hell it stands for. If you walk around as a grown-ass man, 25-plus, with a big-ass ice cream cone with three scoops on your face, yeah.
And
you're going to hear it from me.
Don't get the lightning bug, but let's get local thug opinion on it.
Yeah, man, like, yo, like you already spoke on the ice cream cone shit, but all that, ever since Gucci came out, and it's like a lot of people is feeling him. That's why I started feeling there might be something wrong with me or something, but, like, yo, I can never take that man seriously. Like, all that burr, burr. Like, I feel like
yeah,
you really have Ed Lover to add this something. Come on, son.
Hey, I never knock a man hustle. I definitely never knock another man hustle because that's not in my game.
He doing what he doing. You know what I'm saying? He getting his money. Like,
but
I don't
feel it either. I'm with you.
I don't know. You know, maybe I'm an 80s baby, so I don't know.
I mean, that's some Vanity Slave stuff right there. Like, if you think about it at the end of the day, that's just like he might as well got wet. Tatted on his forehead, like, come on now, and what's the purpose behind getting ice cream cones tatted on the side of your face and getting light bulbs?
Let me tell you something too. You know Mr. Softy, the ice cream truck. I drove a Mr. Softy truck I've been working there since I was 12 years old. All right, and I don't ever have an ice cream cone tattooed on my damn face. Like, what's good with this man?
Mm-hmm. Oh no. He had a brain freeze, yo. That's why he was like,
he had a brain freeze.
Y'all silly. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're going to get into another artist from the 2000, and I mean, the XXL presents the 2011 freshman class hip hop. This is another one by Little Twist, and it's called Little Secrets. I know a lot of y'all got a little secret out there. I got a big secret. I ain't got a little secret. But we going to get into this music right now. Hip-hop all day until the day that I rest. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Let's get it there.
Say Lil Twist. We going to pull out the girls with this man. Hey. Big up. Young Moolah. Catch Buddy.
Oh, hold on. What the fuck?
You know what, Diva? I appreciate how you brought that song in. You know, you went so good. Like that transition to the talking, to the intro, to the song was so strong. So my hat off to you on that. You know. Oh man.
Thank you so much, but that's just sound like a broke ass shorty like my remix. Man, listen, I'ma try to give it little twist with your little secrets. I'ma try to give you.
I think the secret ones is not clean.
I'ma give you 46 minutes. I mean, I'ma give you 46 seconds.
For all you artists
out there, if you're submitting music to DJs, if you're submitting music to labels, if you're submitting music to Diva Mary Kay, please make sure that your hook, when you start the song, that the hook is not a minute long, because after we listen to the hook, we don't give a damn no more. So, okay. I'm trying. Tay Black, he got the button. He pushing the button. He's shocking my ass. Oop, he's shocking myself. To make sure I keep it cold and steady, but this is after hours, so I may start cursing. Now let me get into it. I'm gonna give it 46 seconds, little twist with your little secrets. Let's go, man.
Say little twist.
Yo.
We gonna pull out of girls with this man.
Hey.
Justin cut some motherfucking cake. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't do it. Let me tell you a few things that I don't like about this song. First, you came in with the hook, which was more than 30 seconds. Second of all, you auto-tuning. And then third of all, you sound like a chick when you start rapping. Don't work out for me. Next.
Huh?
Hey. I said, I'm going to tell you three things that I don't like about this song right here. And I always have to put Y.B on pause. I love it that he having a party over there. All you people that's tuned in live on Y.B on speakerphone, go to www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay and follow your queen. You dig? I appreciate all of y'all. But three things that I'm not feeling about this song. The first thing is the hook came in and it was more than 30 seconds. The second thing about it is it's auto-tune. Nothing is wrong with auto-tune, but get some originality. And then the third thing, again, when he came in, I'm trying to decipher, is it a chick rapping or if it's him rapping? So it is what it is. And that ain't hip-hop for me. We on to the next one. What we got, Tay?
Let's see.
I feel like a local thug right now.
We got Meek Mill's left on the list.
Cool.
Side of Prince. We got Yellow Wolf, and we got Lil B, and we got Mac Miller.
Cool. So we got Meek Mill's feat and Rick Ross with The Perfectionist. So I'm gonna definitely hit this joint up right now. We're gonna get into it. Meek Mill's is another one of the artists that's on the XXL 2011 freshman class hip hop. On a higher level list, let's get it.
Maybach music.
Hustle out of necessity, father never corrected me. Streets show me no sympathy, autumn are my accessory, huh? Never accurate, I'm aiming at your Acura. Heart rate accelerate on other amateurs.
And I murder anything in my parameter. If they disrespect us, we slide on them like a banister. Dodging fed cameras, balling like fuck stamina. Black doing numbers, I graduated to manager.
Bricks in the Maybach, bricks in the Escalade. Bricks on Brickle, we got bricks in the Bay. San Fran bricks, got bricks in LA. Publisher, watch the money, I got bricks on this plane.
And my nigga Brick on his way. Brick. Just did a dime for a brick of the yay. I'm switching charging up my bricks like my kicks with my lay. Rule number one, never keep them bricks where you stay.
All my women photogenic, they never depreciate. Woo. Pop up in your city, it's strictly about the cake. Woo. Quarters to halves on my road to the riches. All real niggas just playing different positions.
Ross gonna be the quarterback, I'ma run his quarterback. Feds trying to intercept a nigga like a cornerback. Make a nigga pay a couple birds to get his daughter back. Get the dirty money, clean it all up at the laundromat.
I'm allergic to failure, heroin paraphernalia. Frank Lucas Spurs at the fight on my cellular. Ball like Mayweather, Don King at the register. That's that cheddar, it's et cetera, et cetera.
I'm addicted to winning, pretty women is finished. Ferragamo or linen, a nigga starting his finish. DA label me menace, mama call me a king. So therefore I'm dropping soon like Tyson was in the ring.
Coca-Cola mink, canary yellow stones. I'm a stun if it mean I gotta break a bone. Me and Meek Millie in the hood on crown. Double MG and we're 20 million strong.
No matter if it's chess and checkers, cause it's all block. I'm in this 911 Porsche with a ball spot. No roof, fresh off the car lot. And we don't call cops, nigga, we just call shots.
Fuck the competition, I bury the cockroaches. Faint when you see what I pull up out the holster. Can't even breathe, remember what your mama told you. We the real G's and the well-paid soldiers.
So if you niggas scared, call the feds up. We taking over, I'm just giving niggas heads up. We shoot them down just to let them know we dead up. Eight-figure niggas, tell the labels, get that bread up. M-M-G. Bitch.
Maybach Music.
We just do shit like this for no reason.
Tell the labels, get that bread up, man. Shut your mouth and sign me. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. And y'all know how we do each and every Friday. It's Frontline Fridays. Tell the labels to shut their mouth and sign me, man. That's all I got to say. I'm definitely filling that joint right there. I'm going to go down my panel. And what I want to say is, how the hell Rick Ross is, you know, rapping about all this coke and dope and drugs, and he was a CEO. I guess he would be the perfect candidate to be rapping about all the coke and dope and drugs and all the CEO, like, you know, because he used to be a CEO. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, and him making, y'all know that Freeway, Ricky Ross is actually suing him for using his name. You know, they going back and forth in court over that. And I'm gonna get that hot mess news in a few minutes. But I'm gonna start at the top of my panel. Tate Black, what you think about that joint right there?
Man, I'm gonna tell you something about Rick Ross. Like, love him or hate him, you know what I mean? That dude, he be picking that production, yo. Like his beat selection, like he always picks like a dope beat. You know what I mean? And he's just gonna do what he do with that joint. And I think he just signed Wale, he just signed Meek Mills, and I think he just signed this dude named Pill from the South.
He signed with Maybach, too, from Feed the Wolves. Shout out to Feed the Wolves.
Dang, that's what's good. So, I mean, like, you know, love him or hate him, you know what I mean? His past, but, like, if he provided opportunities for our young brothers, my hat off to him. And it seemed like that's what he's doing, you know what I mean? So shout out to Meek Mills for making that list, man.
Yeah, Meek Mills was definitely hot on that. Let me find out Rick Ross is the new slave master. Yes, sir. No, what's up? I want Local Thug opinion on that track right there with Meek Mills. Rick Ross called professionalist. How out is, man?
Yeah, well, yo, I'm going to build a little bit on that last comment again like I always do, you know what I mean? Because I always feel like someone always got to take the words right out of my mouth before I get a chance to say them. But you know what? Other than giving opportunities to people, there's a lot of fake people out there, and people just don't even know that they fake. This is entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Steven Spielberg, all these people that make all these mob movies, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to any other industry, it's okay for people to make stuff up. In the rap industry, since there's so many people that really, you know what I mean, like that feel like what you're rapping about should be what you really live in. People take it personally, but it's entertainment. You know, if you're putting out good music and people are enjoying your music,
that song, whether or not it's your life or not, the world would not be the same, the hip-hop world would not be the same if it wasn't for it, you understand? So it's like, you got to respect what he's doing. You know what I mean? It's really basically anybody's opinion on a song or on an artist should be whether it's quality or not, not how he got to, you know what I'm saying, how he got there. The ends justify the means, in my opinion, in a situation like that, you feel me? Mm.
I understand about it. It is justified to me. Let's go ahead and go to Y-Dot and get
Yo, on another note, something wrong with your phone lines. I'm over here, and one of my mans, we're about to go head out to the bar and whatnot. He's trying to call you up from his phone because my battery's getting ready to die, and it's not going through for some reason. It's just it's saying that there's no available show.
Yeah, it's definitely because that's because we're in the after hours session. Anybody that's
we're in the extra special right now.
Yeah, we're in the
extra special. You can't ignore us. So if I think I'm on my battery's on its way out, I don't
got to
charge
it. No, sorry, G, Local Thug, we appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying? We are definitely appreciate your checks that you laid down. We definitely going to be scheduling you to come on the front line Fridays. So we can do a show, which you know how we do.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on here, man. You know, like, this is really a good look for me right now. You know, you got my number, you got my email. I'm available anytime. You know, I'm always going to show love to the Diva no matter what. So, you know, whenever you got time for me, you hit me up, I'm there.
For sure. All
right.
What up?
What up, what up?
Yo, holla at us.
Yo, I mean, you know, Rick, bro, I'm in between with Rick Ross. Like, you know, I'm a fan, but then, you know, I'm a fan. Like, I'm not in between. Rick Ross go hard. Like Tay said, you know, see, his production, whoever does his production, they make sure they put him on point. Just like when you hear Jeezy, you can tell the Jeezy beat. When you hear a Rick Ross song, you can tell the Rick Ross song. You know what I'm saying? He's true to himself. You know, he's true to his market and what's getting him his millions. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, new number, you know, respected, because in the same token, you know, I'm an artist, so I understand it.
I mean, I can agree with you saying he's true to his market is what making him money or whatever. Case may be, the beats is hot, the production is hot, but I'm not one to idolize talking about selling drugs and dope and coke and prostitution. That's something that brought our people down.
But you know what
you know,
it is, though? It's just a flashback to the 90s rap. That's all it is. It's just
yeah.
I mean, the reason why we don't see it like that now is because now it's so much bubblegum rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about the 90s rap shit, that's all up north talked about. That's all down south talked about because they was living it, though. So, I mean, at the same token, I'm never one to say, yo, encourage individuals to sell dope, you know, go. I'm like, oh, shit, nigga, I did it so you wouldn't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, at the same token, I'm never one to say, you know, do it. We got to get mad. We want to hear it.
Don't try to overstep our shit. Let us
hear it. Hey, I'm man. Like, I'm gonna tell y'all something about like when you peep something in the cut. Like your ears, like you hear something, yo, and it just be something so crazy, yo. It's hard to hold in that laugh, man. I'm sorry, Y-Dot was interrupted. You know what I'm saying, by some busting and some cussing.
I said, oh, I want to get it. Y'all stop Y-Dot from talking. I want to hear. I'm gonna put her ass on the phone. Why she mad, son?
No. I tear it up, man, because I tried not to laugh so hard. Because you know why that he was making some points, yo. And I heard that.
Wait a minute. Why not to put our ass on mute?
Why that over that joint regulating? Don't fuck with
me. Why not put our ass on mute? I think Y-Dot still would have hung up, but Y-Dot put our asses on mute. She came in acting like a new nigga. Girl, we got you live on Divas 5 Radio ENT. I can't wait for Y-Dot unmuted. I hope that wasn't the queen.
Mm-mm,
I know that wasn't me acting up. I know that wasn't me acting up.
I don't know, but that shit. Oh, excuse me. That stuff, that sounds real rough. I'm
I'm hopeful that everything worked out, because if not, oof.
Wow, that was crazy. That one, Candace, I heard you. That one, Candace, at home in the bed.
That was a stripper.
Oh, don't say that. Yo, Candace on the phone, and that wasn't a stripper. That was some reckless, I mean, that's what happens at our parties. It get, you know, a little hectic, but hey.
Why was she mad? Why she talking to me? No, I can't curse. What happened? I want to know.
I wish I can even juice y'all ears up, but I'm out here on the radio with y'all. Like, I just, you know, said my man's come outside. This is a bartender that came outside with him with that. That's the bartender that you heard. She was a little reckless. I mean,
oh, she didn't. He at the bartender. That nigga didn't pay his bill. Why he?
Most likely, you know. That was my man Bravo, though. He had like a. He lightweight, the first nigga signed out here in Cleveland, so.
Bravo, we gotta give him a round of applause, man. Okay.
It's kind of crazy, though. I mean, that's how it is on a crazy little Friday night in Cleveland, you know. That's how we, what we call this, front line, first Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Front line Friday, baby, exclusively. She just went
you know
in.
Sure. Hey, but I'm not gonna lie, it's cold as shit outside though. While I'm outside trying to look cute and everything, like on the Diva Mary Kay show, I'm gonna have a cold and I'm gonna be calling Candace like I need you to take care of me.
She ain't trying to hear that shit. She on Twitter.
Definitely ain't trying to hear that shit at all. Period. Point blank. Period. As you would say, at all.
Point
she
blank.
Ain't got no. She put me out and everything. Like, go to your party, go to your event. I'm like, damn, it's like that. Like, I'm like, wait, feel bad. Like, tonight I can't even enjoy myself at the party tonight. Like, girls looking. I'm like, you know, I can't even look back right now. Like, I'm like, yo.
She's going to be all right. She's a very intelligent queen. She just know that she deserves better, and she always going to demand better. So that's what you get for dealing with smart girls.
Yo, you know what, though? You know what? Shout out to individuals like yourself, like Candace, because y'all demand so much respect, and y'all deserve it.
Damn right.
On and off the net. On and off the net.
Yep. On and off the net. I had the situation with my honey bunny on that situation. Don't be on the net. Coo coo, kid, kid. They know who the hell I am. I ain't beat lovers part time, full time, all the time. And like I said, if I can make it here, I can make it anywhere, yo.
I'll go. I'ma give it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one. I'ma be the one when I'm done. If I made it this far, I'll go anywhere. If I made it this far, I'll go anywhere.
That be the motivation, man. I'm about to get out of here, man. I'm definitely in the after-hour situation. I got my co-host holding me down live. I got YDB in the cold right now with his gators on. We can't have him in the cold with his gators on. The bartender coming out, cursing people out. The youth want to say something. Go ahead, youth. Spit something.
Hey, guys. My name is Makai, and I just want to say, y'all really good at not really good at music. Like, every time I come in my mommy's womb, I hear the music. I make it some good music. And I really like it. And I'm so glad that I have an opportunity to, like, do something very fun and do something very special. So that way I just got to say for all of y'all. Have a good day.
Yo, shout out to the king, man. My bed is made, y'all. My bed is made, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Yo, big shout out to everybody that keeps me. Why'd I be back in the club? Big shout out to everybody that tuned in to the show tonight. Big shout out to all my Twitter fans, all my Facebook people. Everybody that's tuning in tonight, big shout out to Local Thug, Hobo, big shout out to Ghetto Prophet. Big shout out to my diva, Intense Desire. Big shout out to Candace. Yo, big shout out to everybody tuning in. And the most special big shout out to my co-host, Stay Black. I have to say, Tay, I would definitely be in the backlight if it wasn't for you, and I appreciate you on the day for everything that you have done from the beginning of the show and up until now. You're definitely appreciated. So big round of applause for you, Tay.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, Diva, you should give yourself a round of applause, you know, just for holding it down.
I try to do what I can. I'm still caught up on the bartender. I want to be in Cleveland right now.
I don't know what happened, but, like, she just,
oh,
like,
y'all want to be here. No motherfucker, right? Listen, we barely got out of our driveways this morning. You don't want to be here.
No,
please.
I don't. Mm, I ain't up.
Listen, matter of fact, it was so bad when I went to go shovel the snow. Like, the snow actually came up to the hood of my car, and I was like, oh, hell no. I'm fighting a losing battle right here. You got me shitting out of luck. Hell no. No way. No, any kind of snow comes to the hood of your car, oh, it's done for. You don't need to shovel. You just need to wait till the sun come out. Let it melt itself.
I need a ride.
It's crazy. Real crazy.
Oh, man.
But, hey, I do want to shout out Diva Mary Kay, Frontline Fridays, Future Guru. Of course, you know, the man, Tay Black. Y'all stay doing it, man. I appreciate y'all so much. That's why we always got to tune in and support y'all, because we love y'all so much, literally.
It's definitely an upgrade to the show anytime, you know, YDB and Candace come through, a.k.a. the Intense Desire to come through. And, like, you know, we definitely dropped jewels on them tonight, man. And I definitely appreciate Tay Black, because he show up for work. He come early and stay late. Like, that's a good worker. I know that's good. That's definitely good for me. So, you know, we at the after-hour situation. We got a couple of joints that we played, and we got a couple of joints that we didn't play we're going to get into. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in tomorrow for Step Your Game Up Saturday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. You already know we doing it big. So keep your head up and just stay focused. Keep God first, family second, and career third. Tay Black, you got some shout-outs before we get out of here?
Matter of fact, of course and always, shout-out to Diva Mary Kay. Shout-out Future Group 100. Shout-out to everybody that was on the line today. Big shout-out to Y Dot and the lady. You know what I mean? They definitely added some comic relief. And just big shout-out to Y Dot, man. And shout-out to my girl, J-Mos, a.k.a. Jessica. She's about to have a baby in the next couple of weeks, probably even next month, I think. Little boy on the way, Xavier. She stole my name. Don't you hate when people steal, like, your potential baby name? My babies is in my sack right now. They chilling. They on hold, you know, because they cost too much. You know what I'm saying? But
you got some platinum babies.
they cost some platinum. That's why there ain't none of them around right now. I can't afford them a little more. But shout out to her. Shout out to her stealing my baby name. And, just shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight, man. Really appreciate it. And again, shout out to Diva Mary Kay.
For sure. We about to get out of here, man. You already know. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We going to show you how to step your game up on this money tip, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. And you need to follow the co-host at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. Make sure you step your game up so you can step out. We out of here.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary K tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. That laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay, Mary Kay.